Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother 23 Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today with Melissa. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing great. What an exciting week. I've been loving the feeds, and also the punishments are actually pretty fun this time around, or at least they're funny. It's been a really good week, and I'm excited to talk about how everybody's doing.
All right. Also joining me to talk about the week on the feeds is Aman. How you doing, Aman?
Back again, baby. Ready for another day of rating these players the way I see fit. I'm right. You're wrong. Shut up.
I like that. Very confident.
All right. Yes. Well, yes, you'll have to just listen to what Aman says and accept his ratings for what they are. We are here, of course, to talk about everything that happened this week on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. There's a lot to go over here, this week. There's a big move that was made. Quite a lot of, interesting and different ways that things can go from here, as we look at the week. Melissa, anything, stand out to you this week?
A lot has stood out to me. I feel like, So number one, I was thrilled with Derek X's decision. I thought that he handled everything really well. I'm glad that he had, you know, follow through as well. Cause I know a lot of the times it's like, I'm going to make these big moves and I'm going to do this and that. And then the second the person, you know, talks to them and is like, no, we can work together. Or the second, like someone comes in and is like, I don't know if you have the votes. It's like, never mind. I'm not going to do it anymore. So the fact that he stuck to his guns and actually went through with this whole move was really great. I thought that I was, you know, there were some points in the week where I was a little nervous. I mean, the week's not over yet, obviously, but like there's some points in the time when I was a little nervous that like Tiffany or Claire or somebody was going to be like, you know, I don't think this is the right move for me. I think I'm just going to not vote Christian out and we're just going to go against Derek X. And I was really worried about that, but it does seem to me like everyone's going to, you know, pull through and this is going to be a getting out a big target week. So I've had a great time.
Yes. Well, Aman, it's been Derek X's HOH reign. How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, it's the best antidepressant in the world. What can I say? I've been wearing my bucket hat all week long in celebration. Not really. This goes against my work code, but my work dress code. But if I could, I definitely would. I'm also pleased with what Derek X has been doing with his HOH. And on the flip side, the thing that I was surprised by, well, I guess not really surprised by this week, was just sort of how Christian really handled yesterday. Abysmal, just horrible, just I didn't know he had it in him to be this bad of a player, but here we are. So I'll be losing my second draft pick of the in the draft, which is fine, because I can't really go to bat for somebody who approaches almost getting nominated the way that he did. So
and your second, who do you have left?
I've got Kylan left, and definitely the strongest pick out of the three, definitely. But even he is looking to be a little in danger. So we'll see what happens, but it's not looking good for me for right now.
Mm. Yeah. Melissa, how are you faring in the draft?
Not great. I think all I have left is Claire, but I guess, like, you know, in terms of, like, if I were to have one person left, Claire's a great option, but I only have one left. So all my eggs are in the Claire basket.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, as someone with three people left in the draft.
Of course, Taryn.
See, I knew it was dangerous waters even bringing the draft up.
Yeah, don't you? That's why I never mention it. I'm always struggling in the draft. So,
but you know what? No, I stand by it. I stand by how I felt at the beginning of this season. Okay, and as someone who had three out of their draft players remaining in Big Brother Canada 9 out of the final five, you know, I it's a far way to fall, but. Oh, well.
All right. Well, let's go over the week here as we talk through what's been going on. The last time we spoke, we, of course, had Whitney up on the block, and she was up against Hannah after Christian did not use the veto. Of course, we saw that Whitney does eventually go home unanimously. And Christian is going to come to regret the decision to not really only put up send home Whitney, but also just like putting up Hannah in the first place when you weren't going to send her home. Not going to be the greatest move in the world when you're trying to build a relationship with Hannah and Derek X. Of course, we see that Derek X wins the HOH, and something that he had talked about, something that was happening during the last few days of the last week, was that Tiffany had been pushing for Sarah Beth to be a primary target heading into this week. And primarily, she was looking at herself, Hannah, Derek X as the three biggest contenders to take Sarah Beth down in the following week. However, Derek and Kyland had talked. They went through different scenarios on with some cups out in the backyard, and Derek asked about Sarah Beth, and Kyland vouched for her. He said that in his mind, he sees that if you take out Sarah Beth, you're just allowing the other three to remain tighter, and that the move is to take a big shot and take out Christian. That really seemed to hit home for Derek X, who then went to Tiffany and said, I'm really thinking I can't miss my shot. And is it really worth taking a shot at Sarah Beth? Tiffany, of course, is like, yes, it is worth it. But that was not quite enough. And so when Derek X wins this HOH, he is willing to put Sarah Beth on the block, but his primary target here is, of course, Christian. Amon, is this the right call?
You know, I think that it is. I do. It's definitely a bit of a risky move. I mean, getting rid of Sarah Beth is definitely something that would have served Tiffany well. It would not have served Kyland well, but it would have served probably Hannah well as well. But then again, at the very end of the week, Sarah Beth was coming off of Hannah being her target and being like, you know what? I think I'm good. And she didn't even really want to win this past HOH. So Sarah Beth sort of shrunk as a target for both him and Hannah. Sure, Hannah's already come out of her mouth, but she wasn't really looking to do anything with it. So I do think that Christian being his target is the best, because Christian and Alyssa were definitely talking all week last week, like, yeah, maybe we don't take the shot at DX now, but we got to get him up out of here as soon as possible, because he is a really big threat. Christian knows that DX is a big threat to his physical game. So, yeah, like, they were able to listen to, like, the house pressure of getting Whitney out. But if that house pressure to get Whitney out was not there, DX would have been out of here. So, yeah, it's the best move for him.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things where it's like, there's, you'll never know if it's the exact right time to make a move, because it's like, you can't play it the other way and see, oh, well, this would have happened. You kind of just have to like guess as to what they are going to do or what could happen if you make this move. And I think that if Derek X didn't make this move, he could end up feeling like Christian's feeling now next week. So I don't think that, you know, I don't think Christian was like, I'm going to take Derek X to the end. Like, I don't see that as happening. And so I think it's one of those things where it's like, someone's got to take the shot, and it might as well be you, so that you're not the one in the crosshairs. So I do think that, like, while it can be argued, you know, yeah, but he wasn't coming after him. Yeah, but he, you know, was a big threat as well. So now, you know, now everyone's going to be looking at Derek X as a big, like, physical threat. You know, you could say all that stuff, but at the same time, like, someone's got to take someone else out. And, you know, I do think that it does give Derek X a better chance moving forward to not have Christian to compete against. I think that, you know, okay, so let's say worst case scenario, the house turns on Derek X next week and they're like, you know what, we got to get him out. Okay, cool. But then if he's playing in veto, if he has the option to save himself, like, he'll probably win the veto, you know, like, if Christian's not there to compete against him, he'll probably win it. So, you know, I do think that it sets himself up well in terms of competitions. Yeah, sure, the target on his back might increase because of this, but at the same time, you know, someone's got to make the move. And I think that Derek X is doing the right thing by doing it now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if the cookout didn't exist, this was probably the right call. You know, given what Derek X knows about the game, I respect that he is willing to make the move and that he wants to hit first. Given that the cookout does exist, maybe not quite as much. Mm-hmm. Christian would have been a very useful ally in the fight against the cookout if that ever happens. And Derek X taking out Christian essentially for the cookout he could then find himself a few weeks down the road, you know, one versus, or maybe two, like him and like Brittany versus six, right? And then he might regret the decision. But I think that there's still value in it, even so, because it's not like the cookout is a super, super tight six. Right. They certainly have cracks in the foundation. That it's not something that you want to have to rely on. But there are things there that he can exploit. And he does have still Claire in the game, which is probably the most valuable ally he'll have left. Now that Christian is going a potential ally, because Christian was not an ally. I want to be clear about that. But it's looking more and more dire for Derek X's chances against the cookout with Christian gone. But it doesn't mean that he's completely dead in the water. I think that he still has a couple of options, one being comp out with Claire, the other being maybe Tiffany changes her mind or things just crack wide open and shift from there. But this is a move that has a lot of risk attached to it. Out Christian, we've seen this play out in Survivor a lot. You take out the biggest threat and then you go the next round. And you certainly have seen it in Big Brother as well. But I feel like it's a more acceptable move in Big Brother to take a shot like this, because, you know, at the start of the week, it feels impossible. And Christian is entrenched in multiple alliances. He's got allies everywhere. But over the course of the week, power dismantles those things. And Derek X has done an adequate enough job, I think, shaky at first, getting better over the course of the week, of helping dismantle these things. And the Kings are now looking at not really being super loyal to each other anymore. The Queens are supporting him in the decision, and the Jokers feel included and also support the decision. And now all of a sudden, he has a house consensus against Christian where one didn't exist before.
I think part of the hard thing for me in kind of analyzing this is it's not like a normal season where, like, the cookout is the big majority alliance and, you know, all these people on the outside, they're just like taking each other out. I feel like when you think about it, it kind of is that way, but it feels different. The cookout feels different than, like, oh, this is just a giant majority alliance and all the people on the outs are just picking each other off one by one. And that's what's happening here with Derek X picking off one of the outsiders instead of hitting the main alliance. But I think that it feels different, because to me, it feels like the cookout's main priority was making sure everybody got to jury. And then it does to me, and it's totally possible that this is not accurate, but it does to me feel like they all want to make sure that the cookout gets to jury. But then once they're in jury, they all have kind of their little side things going on. And it doesn't seem to me like their intention, or maybe their intention is, but it doesn't seem to me like the final that they're actually going to have this happen, that they all six get to the end and just pick everyone else off. And it's six of the cookout members in the final six. Like, I don't see that happening. I do feel like people are looking, once jury hits, I think people are looking for like, okay, what's my path forward? Now that we're all here, great, we're all here, but now what's my path to the end? And at least that's the way it seems to me. So it doesn't feel to me like the classic situation where the outsiders don't see themselves as outsiders. And it's like so obvious that there's this majority alliance that they're not a part of. Like, it all just feels different, you know?
I think there's a reason for that, because I mean, and not even just because it's a sort of like very tenuous situation between the members of the cookout. I also think that because of the fact that it was based around the fact that all of them wanted to see an African American do well and make it to the end of the game and possibly win. I think, there is like this big phobia with Black people in the house where they don't necessarily like to be seen together a lot of the time. So I feel like as far as the edit is concerned and as far as their behavior on feeds, normally in a season, in other big mega alliances, they don't really have much of a problem getting together because there's nothing that's like common visually between them that it's like easy for people to be like, something's going on. You know what I mean? They can all just kind of come together and it's like, whatever. And so you see it on the episode where the big alliance comes together, like, here's going to be the target. And then we see the rest of the people in the house sort of all try to do what they can to make sure that their personal agendas work out in the way that they want them to. But it's off or not because the big alliance is really controlling everything behind the scenes. But with the cookout, not only do they not really come together a lot of the time, even if they did come together, only like two people are really making big decisions in terms of this cookout alliance. It's Tiffany and it's Kylan. And even Kylan has been taking a sick day or two. So it's really just Tiffany out here really pulling the string. So it really does feel like she's the big bad of the season. And so it doesn't really feel like it's a dominant alliance because everybody's kind of, I mean, Big D and Oz, what are they doing? What's going on? You know what I mean? So it doesn't feel that way. They're sort of getting dragged along. And so I think that's a big reason as to why it feels that way as well. And as far as the decision with DX today or yesterday with Christian, I feel like it's kind of hard. I agree. It's kind of hard to analyze. Is this the best move for him? Because with the existence of the cookout, yeah, like you would see maybe him teaming up with Christian might be a better option here. But at the same time, that would require both DX and Christian being aware of the cookout and being like, you know what, we got to get them out of here. And since they don't know anything about that, DX is like, okay, well, I want to go with the people that have been showing me grace, that have been giving me what I want in an alliance member and in a relationship in this house. And so far, that's been Tiffany. And the cool thing about Tiffany is that she's been having a strong relationship with DX and a strong relationship with Christian. And one of them ended up on the block and she's like, well, one of my kids has got to go. And DX was just the kid that got the A+ on the refrigerator first. You know what I mean? That's just is what it is. And so Christian has got to, he's on punishment now and it sucks, but it is what it is. But I think that this is definitely the better move for him because he was getting things from Tiffany that he was never going to get from Christian. Because even if Christian did end up staying, as Taryn has mentioned all the time, like there was like this really weird laissez-faire sort of like Mexican standoff between him and Christian, where it's like, one of them is like, we know that we should target each other. We're not going to do it quite yet. But Derek's like, okay, well, then if not then when? So he went and took the shot. And I think that that's what you have to do. You have to go with the people that make you feel better in this game. Even if they're playing you, I still think it's the better move because he has a far better chance at making it further in this game with somebody like Tiffany in his corner, vouching for him as we saw her do all day yesterday and a little bit today. More so than Christian, who didn't do anything didn't say anything to him until his ass ended up on the block. So
plus, like, they're kind of going after, quote unquote, his like closest ally in Hannah. So it's like if they're not fully with you, you know, and they already put your ally on the block last week, you know, it just seems like it makes more sense to get him out. I think, and I think also like once you make the move to put him on the block, like he's got to go. Like, I mean, I get the argument that he's making where it's like, no, we don't have to go after each other. No one, like, it's that whole thing of no one would expect that we'd work together after this point. And if the two of us team up, we can get everybody else out and pretend that we're still against each other and, you know, all that sort of stuff, which like I love. I'm a huge fan of that type of thing, but like, the odds of that actually happening, I feel like if I was in Derek X's position, I'd probably believe it because I'd be like, wow, what a great storyline. No one would see it coming. We should like team up and, you know, get everyone out. But you know that lingering over the head would be, yeah, but you put me on the block. You wanted me to go home. I had to convince you to let me stay. So like, you're clearly not working. You're not on my side. You're willing. I'm expendable to you.
And Christian, like, I still can't get over this, and I'm sorry to jump ahead, but like, even when Derek X is literally having conversations about putting your ass up on the block, you see the conversation happening, you know that your ass is on the line, and you just, what do? You walk right by the conversation. You're like, all right, I guess I'll talk to you guys later. What? Like, why is there any incentive for him to keep you at that point? It's like, if I were him, I'd be like, all right, well, I guess that's easy. Bye. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like the most horrendous gameplay I'd seen. Like all season long. And I know that we've seen some crazy shit from Frenchie, but I was just like, are you serious? Like you hear your name being said and you just walk by like,
is that really, you're really incensed about this?
I could not make heads or tails of that. I was like, if people are saying, well, it's because Xavier told him to calm down first. I'm like, who cares? Go and say something. Your ass is on the line. I just couldn't believe it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the thing here is, you know, they clearly, Christian and Derek, they don't know the Derek and Cody mantra, which is gather up the comp threats and make them work together, and keep them close. Instead they are much more, you know, thinking about like their own individual sort of game style. And again, Frenchie really damages their relationship in week one by you know, pitting them against each other. And even once they find out it's a lie, there's never really a reconciliation that sticks. And I think that's in part, again, because Christian is spending too much time with Alyssa. And even though Tiffany is trying to kind of keep them together, Christian, I think, is the main culprit here. He does not do enough work with Derek to make Derek feel comfortable. Speaking of Derek and Cody, actually, what you're talking about with the cookout, it actually reminds me a little bit of, it's almost like, for Tiffany, as far as Tiffany is concerned, it's almost like Azza and Big D are like in Team America. They are Donnie in Team America. And she's like, I just can't actively work against them
right
for exactly. a while.
Exactly. Like they're there because, I mean, it's all for the cause. And we've already talked about like the sort of social pressure that Tiffany feels and keeping the cookout together. And I understand it, but is it just an iron lead for her game? It's just not, it's just, you can just see her just trugging along like, all right, we're bringing this thing home. But I mean, are we? Like, you are. I don't know about them.
And then almost like because similar to Donnie, because of their proximity to Tiffany, they are able to see her game a lot more clearly than anybody else because she is working her game elsewhere and not really like they're not in a part of it because how could they be? But because of that, they sort of see it more and so sort of resent her for it. It's very, very similar, I think. I did ask the audience, was it the right move for Derek to target Christian this week? And 80% say yes, it was the right move to target Christian. I'm very curious to see what the percentage would have been at the start of this week, because I feel like the overwhelming sentiment I felt at the start of the week was no, he should not do this. This is the wrong call. Really? Yeah, that's what I was seeing all over the place. Yeah,
that's so weird. I felt the opposite. I mean, like I felt the opposite and didn't see anyone like this. Maybe my timeline is just so cleaned up with just people who agree with me, I guess. But like, I literally like was not seeing everyone like, yes, Derek. Yeah, I don't know. I thought
once he did it, I think people were happy about it. But
mostly I was seeing people like upset with Tiffany for trying to like go against Derek and be like, yeah, well, whatever he does, we're just gonna like maybe not use the veto or maybe not gonna like vote his way and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was more once the plan was in motion, I feel.
honestly, I feel like maybe some of Tiffany's mist, I don't know, sort of worked on me, because I was also a little apprehensive. I was like, okay, what are the, you know, the cons and the pros of this move? And we did see Tiffany in the beginning sort of like present the idea, well, maybe you don't want to go after Christian quite yet. But then when she did get a little bit of pushback, she didn't really fight that hard for him not to go up as a replacement nominee. And so I'm like, okay, well, if Tiffany is choosing you over Christian, then that to me says this might be better. And then she goes ahead and then solidifies it by making sure that Derek X is not a big target for next week. So to me, it feels like, all right, well, this, I mean, maybe, I don't know how much further it'll get you. It seems like DX is always just going to be, I mean, he's just one of those players where his name is always going to come out of somebody's mouth. It's just, especially with the makeup of this season, that's just sort of the unfortunate reality of it. But I think it's far more likely that he makes it farther with this move than without it.
So. Yeah, I feel like I'm so confused though as to why people like would have like questioned that. I mean, I guess like it's always good to be like, oh, is this the right move? But like for me, it's like last week everyone was like, break up the showmance. We have to break up the showmance. This is so important. And then, like, you know, he makes that deal with Alyssa, and it's like, okay, so he's not going to put Alyssa up. He's not going to put X up. Like, yeah. That was, like, the deal. So then, like, the only remaining option, really, is to either go with the entire group and target Sarah Beth, which I don't think is good for Derek X's game, or, you know, target or like go against his deal and target Alyssa or X, which I don't think would be a good idea. And then it's like, or you just get out like a someone who like, it's like, yeah, whatever. And you get out like Brittany or something, but that I don't think would benefit his game. And I feel like when he was talking with people, it did seem like people were all kind of like on board with this whole plan. Yeah. And when you start to get people being like, yeah, no, like, let's do it, you know, and Brittany like backing him up, I felt like, and Azza backing him up, and Hannah, like, I just feel like it was starting to kind of like snowball, really. And I do think that like it made sense for him to do it, especially if everybody's kind of on board and saying like, okay, I'll back you, because then you can kind of say, well, this is what the house is like leaning towards. I don't know. I felt like he handled his HOH week really well. I felt like the whole, like, here are the questions thing was really good. And also like after each person, he'd talk to the camera and explain his like reasoning. I felt like that was really, I felt like when I was listening to it, I was like, yep. Okay. I get it. I'm fully on board. Like, let's do this. Let's get out Christian. I don't know. I, it seems odd to me that, I mean, like, what would have been the alternative? Like, okay, try and get a cookout member out. Well, that's not going to happen. And it will just upset the cookout. And then, like, you know, I feel like if you try and get out like Brittany or someone or Sarah Beth, like, that doesn't benefit Derek X. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think because I know there are a lot of people that have issues with the cookout and the fact that it is the big mega alliance and it does sort of constrict gameplay. And I think people saying going after Christian and pretty much doing their work for them, that's why it's a bad move in their eyes, because they just see, okay, then you're just doing exactly what they want. But they don't see that, like, I mean, just once again, a credit to Tiffany again. Like, she's doing such a good work with him that she is making him feel like his best interest is to do whatever is her best interest at the time. And so it's hard, because like, it's like, yeah, like if he knew about the cookout, then maybe you sit down and you're like,
but I feel like that would require convincing literally like all the, it's like one of those, here's the thing is, like, normally I would be like hitting myself being like, Melissa, like, you're so stupid. How do you, like, you know, how are you not seeing that these are the outsiders and they need to gang, like, join together and gang up against the big major alliance? But to me, like, I'm seeing, it seems to me that, like, yes, they all want to get to jury. Maybe I'm totally off on my read, but it feels like, yes, they all want to get to jury. But like, I don't see Kai trying to kick out Sarah Beth anytime soon. And I don't see Tiffany trying to get rid of Derek X or Claire anytime soon. And I don't see, you know, it's like, I don't see Azza trying to get rid of Brittany anytime soon. So I do feel like people have like their individual games that they are like fully wanting to bring to the end. And I don't see it being like the cookout's going to take the cookout and that's all. And you guys can't get in on this. And there's no path for you forward if you move forward with the cookout. Like, I think that if Derek X is like, even if Derek X knew about the cookout and was like, okay, I'm going to move forward with this like kind of group because I've got Claire and I've got Tiffany and like we're going to kind of move forward, even though Tiffany's kind of part of this other thing, I feel like it would be, it would still make sense for his game to kind of move forward with Tiffany. I feel like it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't make any sense to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to throw up X and I'm going to throw up Big D. Like, I don't know. It just, it feels not beneficial to him in this particular thing. And I get that normally this is not the case at all. And it's like, you need to find a way to get rid of this big alliance. But here, there's absolutely no way that even if he knew about the cookout, he would be able to go to Alyssa and Christian and Brittany and like, and Claire and be like, yeah, we need to get out these two. I don't see those guys all like teaming together.
Melissa, you're one of those people.
What?
You're on the outside of a major alliance and you're rationalizing it.
He thinks that I can be the experiencing, one.
You're experiencing the exact same thought process that everyone you have yelled at in the past has gone through.
Totally.
Because it's exactly how they think. They think, even if they are in an alliance, surely my relationship is going to mess. Surely there's so many cracks here. Things are going to change. And I can get it. If I can just be safe for a little bit longer, then I'll be okay.
And it
very rarely works out.
I have to say, I think part of it is probably my own personal like bias here, because it's like, I really like the people like that are in this big alliance. So it's like, okay, well, I'm cool with like Tiffany moving forward and controlling everything. Like even like if I'm in the house, I want Tiffany to do well. So I'm going to be totally cool with her moving forward. You know, it's like, I am a little biased in that regard. So I do find it hard for me to like fully like see this from an outsider's perspective. But at the same time, like I don't see the other possibilities that Derek X had this week being good for him. Like, I do think like someone like Alyssa or something, or Christian, like someone like that, I could see a better move for them be to get like, to put up, you know, like, I don't know, maybe Azza and like someone else, you know what I mean? Like, I could see them maybe putting up someone from the cookout, like Kyland.
I mean, quite frankly, it's in most people's best interest to target Tiffany. I mean, she is the one running this game, and the second you get her on the block and against somebody like maybe Xavier or something like that, the better. Even if you're with Tiffany, even, you know, that's, it's kind of a risky proposition. Now, I don't think that Derek X should have targeted Tiffany, but certainly a lot of people should, because, you know, she is a threat to everyone's game, and you shake the entire foundation of the house by doing so. The problem is that, again, I think, you know, I won't speak for everyone, but we like Tiffany we enjoy watching her play the game. And so when I say that, it's not like when I say they should have put up Cody and everyone's like, yes, why aren't they? They're like, no, don't stop saying that. Darren. Stop. What are you doing? Yeah. What are you manifesting right now?
That is true. It's like, I mean, I do feel like if you put up like Tiffany and Kyland, like, I think that would be a good move for a personal game perspective, like moving forward, but it would suck because I don't want to see that happen. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, that would probably be the move. Although I do think that like, that might harm the person who's HOH and puts them up. Like,
but I still come back to the fact that like DX's alternative was with people that were planning on getting him out anyway. So it's like, which still is ultimately another facet of the cookout being what it is anyway, you know? So it's sort of like you're between a rock and a hard place, and I might go for the hard place.
The thing is, the second you show them that there is a hard place, right? The second you show them that there is a common enemy, you know, Christian and Alyssa were thinking about going after Kyland first and then Derek X maybe at like, 7 or 6. And they were thinking about when should we take that shot at Derek X, but that's only because they saw Tiffany and Claire as like the easiest people to take down to the end. They did not see that there was a looming threat. And if you change their perspective on the game, you change their targets. They're not going to bother targeting Derek X when they know that there's a very strong 6-person alliance in the house that will never include them. I do think that it would shift things to break that up. And that, like, for as much as, again, for as much as we may like the cookout, for as much as may, you know, some people might want them to succeed, it doesn't necessarily change the fact that, like, the best move for these players is to go against them and to break them up, whether or not we think they're going to stick all the way to Final Six. I mean, you know, the committee last season was talking about going after each other prior to six. They were talking about going after each other at 9-8. And it was like, well, is, you know, Cody really going to get rid of, you know, whoever? And, you know, like, there's going to be some kind of war. But then, I mean, it didn't happen. Even then, like, it didn't happen until around, you know, six or seven. And then even then, it was like, it went down to what it was supposed to go to. It's just so hard.
It's like, it's so hard because the cookout isn't like a real quote unquote alliance. Like, it's hard.
I mean, it is kind of, though. I mean, I think it's developed into one. You know, there is a power structure now, and the power structure is Tiffany, Hannah, and Xavier. And it's mostly Tiffany and Hannah, but Xavier is their sort of like their weapon right now. Kylan is their scapegoat. And then, Azza and Big D are their pawns, essentially.
If you're in the house, do you believe that you could like suss that out? Like, do you believe that you could?
I'm not saying I could, but in the same way that, like, you know, the brigade and the, you know, the bomb squad, AKA detonators.
But those guys, like, all met together. Those guys all like met and like discussed like a house target and like, or like a alliance target. And like, here's where our next moves are. Like, I mean, I do feel like in past seasons, we've seen these big giant groups meeting up all the time. And then the people on the outside just like, duh, 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 and we're like, how can you not see that the fact that they keep meeting up and keep discussing these things like is meaning that they're working together?
The committee never really got together as a group.
I still don't think of the committee as a real alliance.
Well, exactly. You don't think of the cookout as a real alliance either.
Yeah. Well, the committee wasn't a real alliance.
And yet, right? And yet,
Julie was convinced.
Well, and yet they made it to the end, most of them, right? And you know, nobody outside of the committee won that game or really even had much of a chance to win that game.
I don't feel like the whole time we were like, we have to break up the committee. Like, I don't think that was the issue. I think we were talking like about the smaller group. No. But I mean, like, we were talking about the smaller group in it. Like,
well, sure.
This is the power structure. This is who you have to go after. We weren't like, oh, the general like committee is such a like scary prospect. It was just
in the same way that like taking out Azza or Big D doesn't help you, right? Like, if you're going to take a shot at the cookout, you should probably be at X, Hannah or Tiffany at this point.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, for me, I'm not seeing the cookout as a whole as like the issue. Like, I think it's more like the individual, like the individual power players within the cookout is the problem. Like, not the problem, but you know what I mean? Like, the ones you should go after. Like, you should be going after Kai, X, or Tiffany. Like, those are the three that are like controlling things in this game. They're moving the pieces around. And like, those three are the ones they should be going after. Not just like, oh, we have to get a shot at the cookout by like taking out Azza. Like, well,
they don't have to necessarily take out Big D or Azza, but they need to break up this group. They need to neutralize the reason that these people will be working together moving forward, right? And obviously they can't entirely do that. But they can neutralize the trust that they have. If Big D is up on the block next to Xavier, and you know, a bunch of people are trying to get Big D out the door, Azza's going to be pissed. Where does Azza go from there? You know, it's the same thing that they're doing to the Kings right now, where the Kings are exploding because there's two of them on the block right now and they're throwing each other under the bus. And that loyalty, even if it persists after this, which I would doubt it would, it would be much, much more shaky than it is right now. That's always how you get rid of how you help dismantle an alliance. It's not necessarily by taking all of them out. It's by ruining the trust. And then infiltrating and getting, you know, using the relationships that you do have once the trust is broken, to move forward with your game. And that's really what I think people like Claire and Derek X need, is that they need Tiffany to have a reason to choose them over Big D and Azza, to choose them over Xavier and Hannah even. And in order to do that, they need to get this group to turn against each itself.
And that's sort of why I think it's a better move for DX to do this, because I think that there is a possibility that can happen. The cookout are not going to be final six. It's just not going to happen. If it does happen, I'll be very shocked.
Oh, don't talk about chapstick.
Just because of the makeup of this alliance, and just because once it gets down to the wire, and if somebody outside of the cookout that's still remaining has to put one of the cookout members on the block up against the other, it's just, I just feel like we're reaching a breaking point here. And I know that, look, I know that they all want to go to the end strong, and I definitely feel that is a powerful bond to have. I think that they all believe in it, but I don't see it being wrapped up so neatly. And so I think that there is a way for people like DX and people like Claire to sort of finagle their way into there, because And I don't think that people like DX and Claire are stupid, especially Claire. Like, if I'm being quite honest, if I'm a white person in that house and I'm looking at the memory wall and I see all these white faces are in black and white, I'm like, okay, all right. Like, I don't think that these people are stupid. And so I think that if power falls into Claire's lap, it's like, all right, Tiff, we've been in this together, but what are we going to do now, sis? Because one of these hoes got to go. So that's just how I think.
Well, then that's what I'm saying they need to do, right?
Like, I'd be really interested in seeing Claire get HOH. I mean, what do we think she would do at this point? Do you think that she would make a move like that? Or do you think she'd be like, yeah, let's get out Sarah Beth?
She primarily has been talking about Sarah Beth, Brittany, and Alyssa, because those are the three being talked about. She did mention again Big D today, just as a like this, everything's gonna take this guy to the end. I think, but I see your point about Brittany. Yeah, she's dangerous too. And so, you know, she can't get out Big D unless she puts him up next to Azza, who she feels she has a decent relationship with, or who else then? Xavier? No. You're not going to get out Big D and put him up next to Xavier to do it. Kylan? No. Hannah? Obviously not. So how does she do it? She's going to put him up next to Brittany, and Brittany's going to go home, and it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I think her strongest route would be the guy route. I think she just says, look, let's just take off the rest of the guys, and then you can just put Xavier and Kylan's ass up on the block. There you go.
That's what she should do. Absolutely. But even then, they'll just get rid of Kylan. They'll still be strong. And that's sort of the problem, right? Is that if you wait too long, no, there's not a good chance that they're going to make it to the final six, but there's a good chance that they'll get six of the cookout into the final nine. That's very likely at this point. Final eight, pretty likely. Final seven, definitely very possible. And so even if you do survive and one of them leaves at final seven, and you're like, you know, one person in the final six, it's like, oh boy, are you guys still working together? Because I just wasted my HOH and now I can't play again. How's this going to work out for me?
Yeah, I think it gets really tricky down the line, especially because, I mean, they all said they're going to vote. They want to vote for a cookout member in the end. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but that's been said. And like, you know, even if you get to the end, like if you're that one remaining person and you get to the end with another cookout member, I mean, it's not good for you. And it's just hard because it's like, I do think that they're doing a really good job of making the cookout seem like it's a secondary alliance to whatever else they've got going on, like Tiffany and Claire and Derek X and Kylan and Sarah Beth. You know, it's like, it does feel like people are kind of, if I was, you know, Claire in this situation, I'd probably believe that Tiffany and I were like number ones, like we're going to get to the end together. Like Tiffany doesn't have anything else, you know, besides what we create together, like what our alliance is with us and like other people. Like I would probably believe that, because I do think that they're doing a really good job of it. And maybe this is like some sort of precedent for future seasons where it's like, okay, the key is right off the bat, you form something, but then you literally like don't meet up. You don't do anything that a normal alliance would do. All you do is just protect each other. It's just a protection pact to get to a certain point, but you don't like actually work together or do anything. You do your own stuff. You just don't like, I don't know. Like maybe that's the way, maybe that's a new thing. I don't know.
I mean, I think that kind of worked with the committee because they were all experienced players and they knew the value of it. And, you know, Cody was very good at keeping them together. I think it works with the cookout because they have a common goal, and cause, for an all new cast to pull that off. I don't know. I don't think that's,
it would be really possible. Yeah. You'd have to be connected via something and like, that doesn't really happen aside from, you know, like in this particular situation. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the, like, I don't know if that is something that could be done in the future, but I do think that that is a smart play. And I also just want to clarify, like people in the chat are saying that, like, I don't see them as an actual alliance. When I was saying I don't see them as like a real alliance, I'm saying like the classic alliance that you see on Big Brother, where it's like, okay, we're a group, we work together, we plan out our targets. When I get HOH, you guys meet me in the HOH room and we all talk all night long about what we're going to do. And then we vote the same way. Like, that's not what's going on here with the cookout. So that's why I'm saying it's not a quote unquote real alliance. Not that I don't think that they're actually working together. Like, they clearly are working together.
Yeah, well, here we are. The move has been made, and Christian has been backdoored after Brittany wins the veto. I would love to, I mean, something else we should talk about when it comes to this vote. The way that Derek has set this up is that Sarah Beth is on the block next to Christian now. And what this means is that the Jokers actually control this vote. Azza, Big D, and Brittany. And I mentioned this morning, but I feel like it's in the Jokers' best interest to keep Christian around. You know, it's there's not much downside to it, and there's a lot to gain. And it would basically be their invite to the power player table. All right, Tiffany, like you think you can boss us around all the time because you have all the connections and you have all the power. Well, guess what? We're taking some of that power back. And now you have to listen to us a little bit while we drive the cookout for a little while. I'm, you know, it doesn't seem like they have even considered it at this point. But I feel like, again, it should be a no brainer. Are you guys with me on this one?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, I mean, if you always want to try to get in while you can. And I think that, I mean, I think Azza would probably be the one that has the most to gain since she has butted heads with Tiffany throughout the season. And has not always been a fan of the way that Tiffany moves in the game. This would be your chance to be like, all right, you want to play this way? Here we go. But I think that's sort of nullified by the fact that, you know, she's not the biggest fan of Alyssa. So taking out Christian means that's a score one for Azza against Alyssa. Then she's going to do it. Brittany, I mean, you guys have already talked about how Derek X has really helped her feel like, oh yeah, getting Christian out with me. Yeah. Like she karate chopped his ass about the house. So it's not really looking like that's going to happen from her. And Derek F, I don't even know what about him. He'll tell anybody anything. So I really, to him, it's just like, you're disturbing his nap. Okay. So at this point, yes. Would it be a great move? Would it be interesting to see? Definitely. I just don't see a way that it can happen unless someone wakes the hell up. But you know, once again, that cookout bond is super, 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 super tight. So if it's someone that's not in the cookout, they don't care. You know, it's like the Sandra strategy on steroids. Like, I don't care who it is. As long as it's not me, that person, that person, that person, that person, and that person, we good. We good up out here. So,
I mean, yeah, I mean, with every passing week, you know, as long as somebody not from the cookout wins, I mean, they now are going to have a 6-4 advantage in the next HOH. Yeah. And if another person goes and they didn't win HOH to have to do it, which it looks like they can absolutely pull off, then they'd have a 6-3 advantage in the upcoming HOH, and so on and so forth. And it, I think it becomes very clear how quickly this ball will start rolling. And especially if many of them, especially the ones capable of winning competitions, don't feel comfortable taking the first shot or taking any shot at each other. It's just going to be taking the shot at their plus ones. And so, no, I don't think Tiffany will take the shot at Derek X, but I think that Xavier will. And no, I don't think Tiffany will take the shot at Claire, but I think that Kylan would. And Kylan wouldn't take the shot at Sarah Beth, but lots of people will. And Xavier won't take the shot at Alyssa, but lots of people will. Azza and Big D won't take the shot at Brittany, but everybody else will. So, I don't think will be that hard for them to get down to the end unless the competitions go in a certain way. The certain way will need to crack things open in a way that that they have not quite yet here for the cookout. It doesn't mean that somebody is completely out of it. There could be maybe one player left who does, you know, it does crack open for them. But if Tiffany has anything to say about it, probably not, unless she actively wants it to happen, which is also possible. And that, I think, is the real biggest possibility for this to break up is if Tiffany decides that Azza or Big D or Kylan have wronged her enough, maybe even Xavier has wronged her enough that, all right, you're getting replaced with Derek X. And things are changing. And then, things could maybe shift from there, but, it's definitely looking very good for anybody in the cookout at this point, in my view.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Anything else we need to bring up from the week before we get to the Stockwatch?
I don't think so.
I think that's it.
All right, let's talk about these games individually. So what we do here is I sent out a survey on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, where the audience, you guys, are able to rate the players from 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best that they could play this week. I'm going to read out the average scores from the audience, as well as we will give our own scores for how we think the players are doing this week. Then those average scores will be implemented into the Stockwatch prices, which will have an impact on your standing on the leaderboard if you bought shares of any of these players. So let's get into it. We'll pull this up over here. This is what we've got. We're going to go through these players one by one. We're going to start with Alyssa. Amon, how do you feel about Alyssa?
You know, Alyssa really did a lot of work this week. Too bad the work isn't for her. Too bad it's not her work to be doing. Well, I guess it is because it is her show, man. So you can make that argument there. But still, like, she is running laps. And I feel like the calories are just not dropping off. So I appreciate what she's done. I think that she does have a better mind for the game than Christian. But, I mean, that's not really a high bar to pass. She is in a lot of danger in the coming weeks if she does not win HOH. She did a very good job of coming close to getting it this past week. And I do sort of appreciate that she can be objective, even though she's in a really crappy situation. Like, she is, I like the way that she spoke to DX, throughout all of her one-on-one, saying that she understands why the move was made. Like, she kept making reference to him and Hannah and comparing it to her and Christian so that DX would know that she knew where he was coming from when it came to this move. And I like the grace that she was sort of like kept showing Christian when he kept beating himself up. Like, look, oh my God, I could have got him out last week. She's like, you didn't know that at the time. You can't dwell on that. We just have to move forward. So I think that she's really tuned in and she understands that she is being outplayed. And I think that that is the best thing that any underdog can have, is because it's one thing to be an underdog and to just sort of, you know, that's just your identity and you carry that flag with you. It's another one to have agency and be like, all right, I'm the underdog. What do I need to do to be the top dog? And I think that she's really thinking about that. And so I was going to give her a 4, but I think I'll give her a 5 because I still see some potential in Alyssa. And if she wins HOH next week, especially with the fire of her flame going home, I'd be really interested to see what she does.
Melissa, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I feel similarly to Iman. I think that I'm teetering between a 4 and a 5 for Alyssa, to be honest, because I think that it's one of those things where it's like she is losing her biggest ally, which is obviously not good. But at the same time, I do feel like she's in a prime position, you know, to have her showmance leave and then actually have her game possibly improve. The only thing that makes me a little nervous is I do feel like with her campaigning for Christian, she might be losing potential allies and possibly putting a target on herself. I do feel like, you know, her and Sarah Beth are clearly not going to, you know, have a very strong bond relationship moving forward from this, because, you know, she's going to be campaigning for Christian to stay over Sarah Beth. And so I, you know, and I feel like there's some other situations in there where she might, you know, lose allies or lose, you know, lose standing with certain people. But I think that also, you know, it's hard because I feel like she's also not setting her, there's like a fine line that where you have to walk where it's like, you want to campaign for your showman's partner to stay, like you want to fully campaign for them, but at the same time you need to be thinking about yourself if they do leave, and you need to be setting yourself up for success moving forward. So it's like this fine balance of like, okay, how much do I push for them to stay and how much do I just like accept their fate and move on so that I can, you know, start forming something for me next week so that I'm not next. And I don't know if she's fully, you know, I mean, it is a little soon to tell, but I don't know if she's, you know, kind of got that balance down. So, yeah, I think she's in a worse spot this week, obviously, than she was last week. But, you know, I could see her moving forward and doing pretty well. I think I'll give her a 5.
A 5 from the both of you. I'm a bit lower here on Alyssa. I'm actually not overly dissatisfied with how she's reacted to this this situation. I'm actually not upset that she's campaigning for Christian. I think she should be campaigning for Christian, and I think that the complaints in the house about her campaigning for Christian are less like actual like, oh, this means it's bad gameplay, and more that they're just annoyed.
Keep her down. An easy target.
Yeah, they don't like that she's doing anything. They want her to just lie down and die, but that's not what you should do. I do think she could be doing a little bit more to set herself up, but she has done a little bit here, because the thing about campaigning against Sarah Beth is that it's actually got a double purpose. She's campaigning that Sarah Beth should leave this week, but she's also campaigning that Sarah Beth should leave next week, which she should be, because she's essentially getting a jump on next week, which is looking like it's going to be Alyssa versus mm-hmm. Sarah Beth. And she's made some progress there. She really helped convince Big D to target Sarah Beth next week. She's obviously already got Xavier. She's been working on Hannah. And she's really trying to convince Hannah that she's willing to be with her going into next week. Hannah already feels like she can't trust Sarah Beth. Now in the meantime, Kylan's putting in a lot of work. Sarah Beth is putting in a little bit of work with Derek, trying to convince him that she wouldn't come after them. But of course, Sarah Beth's not doing much work with Hannah herself. And so there is this push and pull here between Sarah Beth and Alyssa for even next week. And it's kind of like free money here because she can campaign all she wants against Sarah Beth and not really get in trouble for it because she's supposed to be doing that because Christian's on the block. So I actually don't mind this too much. However, her position has dramatically diminished here. I mean, losing Christian is such a massive blow to her game. And not only that, but she is also now still a target moving forward. It would be one thing if she was losing Christian and it was like, okay, now everyone's going to ignore Alyssa for a little while. That's not really the case. There are still a lot of people looking to target Alyssa next week, and that is not where she wants to be moving forward because she has very few allies left in this game. She basically has Xavier, and that's it. There's nobody else. There are people who want to target Sarah Beth more than her, but beyond that, she's got nothing. And her path in this game is very hard to find. So I gave her a 4 and I thought that was generous. I think a 4 for me. She's just in so much danger next week and I can't see there's a lot that she can do to get herself out of it apart from hope that the right person wins HOH and she has more of a chance to work her way back in because this week it's not likely going to happen. The audience is with me on this one. They gave her a 4 for Alyssa, but she will be a 5 overall. Melissa, how do you feel about Azza?
I actually feel better about Azza this week than I did last week. I thought that she's handled this week well, and I think that I like that she's, you know, kind of been decisive, and or at least from my perspective, been decisive in like, no, I'm going to get Christian out. I want to work with Derek X. And I do think she's shown Derek X that she wants to like work with him. And I think that's good for her moving forward because that kind of like connects her to him. And I think that's good for her. So, you know, I honestly have been pretty impressed with her this week. Whereas last week I was kind of like, what the heck is she doing? What's she, nothing? What's happening here? So I think moving forward, she could do pretty well. I'm not so confident, you know, yet, but I do think that she's done better than last week. So I'm going to give her a 5.
All right. Well, I gave her a 4 last week. I'm going to also give her a 4 this week. She's in a fine position in terms of being safe for a little while. It's certainly good for her that Christian is leaving, considering Christian and Alyssa were planning on targeting Azza. However, the more time has gone on, the more that this Xavier, Tiffany, and Hannah thing continues to solidify, that is not a good place for Azza to be, especially because she still has not made the connection to Kylan that she needs to. What I really want to see for Azza's game is her make the connection to Xavier that she wants to make and have Xavier decide, what am I doing going with Tiffany and Hannah? Why am I not just bringing Azza to the end? But that does not appear to be in his plans at the moment. I would also love her to make more of a connection to Kylan, who at the moment sees her as a bit of a wild card, not somebody worth investing a lot into. That's something that would really benefit her as well. She needs a plan for the end game. Even just, you know, she talked with Hannah a little bit a couple nights ago. Make an inroad with Hannah. I mean, if this is going to be your end game, if the cookout is the end game, and that's really her only path at this point, then start working on it, right? Like her relationships within the cookout are basically non-existent. Even Big D, her closest person, the person that she maybe can rely on, but likely wouldn't win competitions. Even if he did pull out a competition, he doesn't want to sit in the end with a woman. So he's not bringing her either. He's going to choose the bros. So her end game is just so not viable to me. Unless she really just like comps out, but she's going to be there with Kylan and Xavier, and Hannah and Tiffany. And it's just like, is she going to beat all of them. I don't know. I haven't really seen it from Aza yet that she's capable of that. So I don't like her endgame. I don't see how she pulls out the win, especially because even if she does make it there, who does she win against other than Big D? So it's just a tough road for her. And that's why I've got a 4 for now. Although I will say that was a lot of negative. I do think that her game has been improving in that it was much worse before, and she is making inroads with some people. I like what she's doing with Derek X. I like that she's willing to like cut Christian here, even though I think she should just kind of make a mistake. And I like that she didn't volunteer for the block this week. I think that was a great step forward.
So I mean, I feel like Oz's game as a whole has only increased by virtue of less people being in the house and, you know, it becoming the cookout as like the primary alliance that's left in the house. I'm disappointed in Aza. I really am. I was so high on her coming into the season. She was one of the people that I wanted to draft as well, but I couldn't get her. I just feel like she's just not. She's such a fan, which made me feel like she was going to do well, but she's just another classic example of fans that aren't necessarily cut out. I mean, you're the noun and not the verb. You love Big Brother, but you're not good at it. You know, she doesn't really do much. I mean, she does have cool relationships, but she's only gotten to the time to have those cool relationships because she's able to rest on the cookout being her primary alliance. But I mean, like you just said, like, what is that going to mean for your end game? Who are you? Who's going to vote for you at this point? I just don't. I don't see it happening, and it's very frustrating because she has this attitude where she just kind of feels over it all the time. And you know, girl, I get it. Like, if it's not for you, it's not for you. So I'm not going to demonize her for it. But as a fan and as someone who wants to play, I'm like, you are squandering this, and it's just itchy to me. It's like, get up, move, like do something. So, I think that there's definitely some room left to grow. I think that there's so much more that she can do. And I echo what the two of you just said. She definitely has been branching out a bit more. But is it only because the people that you hate are gone? So now you feel like you can actually come out and be yourself? Because that's not really how do you play either. Like, you should really be trying, like, take yourself out of your comfort zone. Talk to the people that you don't like, because those are the people that could have gotten you closer towards the end in Christian. So it's just, I don't know. I adore Aza. I think that she's lovely. I love that she's such a fan of the show. I love that she's always bringing up things. I love that she talks in accents. I love that I love so many things about her, but as a Big Brother player, it's just not giving. It's not giving at all. I'm shocked that I'm going to do this because in a lot of ways, her position is so much better than Alyssa's, but I'm going to give her a 4 as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, the audience is again with us here, Aman. They also gave Aza a 4. So Aza is going to hit that 4 here. Overall.
And also, like, I feel like Aza is, it's very interesting watching her move through the Cookout Alliance, because I think it's just an interesting point to have in that, yes, they all have this bond and that they are all African American and they want to see someone that looks like them get to the end of the game and win. And once again, you know, I'm all for that. But at the same time, it's also a reminder that all Black people are not the same. And just because you're in a room full of Black people, you might not like some of the Black people that are in the room. So it's like, we can all rally together, but do you really want to be with all of these people? So I would really be interested to see how she would operate in a season that was not BB23, that did not focus so much on making sure that diversity was a big factor in casting, that didn't have the social pressures of having to work with the other Black players, because something tells me that it'd be an entirely different game. So I don't know. It's just something that I've been analyzing as I've been looking at how each individual cookout member handles the cookout itself. And she's definitely one that is definitely all about it, but struggling more so because she's not in any kind of power position. Maybe she thought that she would have had one, being that this exists, but it's not working out that way. And I wonder if that's just discouraging her. And that's why she's sort of not being as, you know, she doesn't have as much agency as she might have wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I think that right from the get-go, what we saw from Aza was, I remember in the beginning feeling like she has a lot of potential, but what is she doing? She's in her room all day. She's not socializing. That's never really changed. I mean, she's developed bonds with people, but mostly with the people who are in her room the whole time, because that's where she spends a lot of time. And, it's just, you know, I honestly genuinely think that Azza is a really great person. Like, she's so caring, she seems very wonderful. I just don't, this is one of those things. I don't think she's meant for the game. I don't think she's built for it.
I'm really interested to, I think she's one of the people that I'm most interested in hearing what her thoughts are and about her experience after the season is over, because it's always interesting to me to see super fans of the game go in there and then have a way different experience to what they thought and coming out and just hearing. I mean, we saw it with Frenchie already, but specifically with Azza, who is an African-American woman who is in this cast. I just can't wait to see what she has to say. So not that I want her to be evicted right now. I'm just saying I can't wait to see what she says when this is all said and done.
All right. Well, let's move on to Brittany. Let's talk about Brittany. Last week, I gave Brittany a 3. In fact, everybody gave Brittany a 3. It was straight 3s for Brittany. This week, she was put on the block again. However, she won her first competition. Veto Queen Brittany pulls it out. Actually, the first woman to win an HOH or veto all season long. You know, for me, that does carry some weight, at least a little bit, because winning is always good. For two reasons, in my opinion, right? When it comes to the rating, one, it tells me that she's capable of winning. She genuinely beat out Derek X in this competition. He did not throw it to her. Now it was a very specific kind of scenario, but it was a physical ish, I think. And we haven't seen it obviously, but from what they were talking about, it was something physical, but it was just, it benefited her body type more than his, and she beat him. It's good to know that he's beatable, especially by Brittany, right? So if Brittany's capable of winning competitions, that's going to be good for her long term, because for anybody to win out over the cookout, they're going to need to win a lot of these competitions. Now, is she going to beat all of these other big people in competitions? Probably not. So it's not going to go that far. Two, by winning a competition, she gains a little bit of respect in the house. That typically happens when you win a competition. Usually requires more than one, especially since she wasn't the target here. It's not like she saved herself from eviction, although you know, Alyssa and Christian may still think that to some degree. That helps a little bit as well. Now, I think what this really means is that if she does somehow make it to the final two, that she has a slightly better chance of winning there. But again, like, what is her path? It's so hard to see. And she, for all of the moves that she's making, I think she's making a huge mistake letting Christian go. I think she benefits probably the most of anyone by keeping Christian. Now I don't think that she would be able to convince Azza and Big D on her own, but perhaps if she got together with Xavier and said, you know what, I really do want to save Christian, and then helped with, if Xavier helped with Azza and Brittany was there and they both worked on it, and Xavier worked on Big D and he said, hey, don't you want to get out a woman? And Big D was like, I do want to get out a woman. And then all three of them went to Azza. Maybe at that point they could convince her. I would like to see her try something here instead of relishing in what little power that she's been given here this week by Derek X. So it's actually still hard for me. Does she go up to a 4 because she won this veto? Or does she stay at the 3 because her position still hasn't really improved all that much? And ultimately, I think I still have to go with a 3. I don't think she's... No, you know what? I'll go with the 4. I'll go with the 4. You know, she won the competition. If she wins another one, she could go on like a Terra run from Big Brother Canada 9. Right? So I'll give her that. Like she's built enough that she could build momentum, but expect this to drop back down if she's not like going to follow this up next week. That's where I'm at. The audience actually much higher than me. The audience is up at a 5 for Brittany. So there you go. Let's see. Aman, what do you think?
You know, honestly, I mean, Brittany was hard for me because I guess I'm also being influenced by the the behavior of the people in the house, because I really don't really give Britney that much time of day a lot of the time. I think it's easy because of the fact that she's been put on the block so many times. So you're sort of just like, all right, well, what's going on here? Like, but then stuff like this week happens where she pulls out a win when she needs to. And then you're like, all right, well, she didn't add all these hot sauce to the batter. Now I don't know what to do. Like, my taste buds are sort of all over the place now. So I think that Britney definitely, when people start getting in good with her, when she has agency in the game and people actually start giving her the time of day, she's actually not half bad as a player. I mean, some of the stuff that we've seen from her with this whole plan that she tried to come up with, even though Oz, I think, ruined it like 2 seconds later about trying to go to tell Xavier that, you know, they weren't trying to include him as a means to not go up next week. And so maybe he should watch out for his alliance and stuff like that. I was like, all right, here's some chops. I'm seeing it. But then we come back to that sobering existence of a cookout. And it's like, how much runway does she have left here? And is she one of the people that has better inroads than some of the other players? And right now, I don't think so. She's definitely not as high on the target list. So there's that. I think she was definitely going to probably make it a little farther than some of the other outsiders. And like Taryn said, I mean, if she does win more comps, then there is, you know, the possibility that she can save herself. I think because she gave us a good set of feeds yesterday, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a 6, baby girl. Congratulations.
Wow.
A 6. Strong.
I'm gonna give Britney a 6.
Wow. Oh boy. Okay. Nice. I thought that maybe people were gonna be like, Melissa, too generous, but now I look okay because I'm not giving a 6. I'm giving a 5. I'm giving Britney a 5. I was very impressed with her this week. And I thought that number one, she won the competition. That was great. Number two, I also felt like she made really good inroads with Derek X. I feel like the way that she handled this week, with number one being like, you know, whatever you need to do, like, I trust you, all that sort of stuff. Like, I thought that made her look good to him. And then also after the fact, when he told her his plan, she kept it a secret. She went along with whatever he was doing. And when he was feeling a little nervous about actually following through with it, she backed him up and was like, no, I've got you. I'm excited for this. Like, we're going to do this. I'm with you. We're making this move together. Like, and, you know, obviously it's not really together, but you know, the fact that she made him like feel like, okay, no, I'm in this with you, I think was really good for her. And I thought that she was playing this week, and you know, her whole plan about we need to tell X like later that he wasn't included in this whole safety plan. And then of course Azza kind of ruined that one, but I did really like her idea of like, okay, we need to like let him know, here's the plan. I think that she's very smart, and I think that she hasn't really been given an opportunity because she hasn't been able to, get in with these people. But I think that maybe this is a start. For me, I think that's she's a 5 because I think that she's just right on the line. It could go up, could go down. We don't know how this is going to work out. But at this point, you know, I think she did well this week.
I'm a regular old Simon Cowell tonight. all right.
Across the board.
Let's start with the audience here on Christian. The audience gave Christian, the person likely to go home this week, a 3. 3 from the audience. If I take a quick little gander here, that is in fact the highest rating we have seen for the person leaving this week. So Christian, getting some generosity from the audience. Aman, how do you feel about that?
Look, I already said my piece about Christian. Abysmal. Just utter garbage. Trash, reprehensible, just utterly, utterly ridiculous the way that he handled yesterday. And trying to come to DX now. I mean, even though this is what he should be doing, all of your points are going to fall on deaf ears. Not even because DX already has the assurance of the rest of the house that you're going to go, and he has this thing that with Tiffany that he can fall back on. You didn't give him anything when you were HOH. Saying I was HOH and I didn't put you up does not inspire confidence in anybody. The real thing to do would be win HOH, then go directly to DX and say, look, I think people want us to go after each other, but I'm not going to do it. I really think instead we should come together and be this big power duo and make sure that we can knock all these other people out. So that way, if you win next week, we can keep this ball rolling. And you know what? Let's come up with some ideas. Let's come up with strategies. So that way, if people in our respective alliances are like, why aren't you going after DX? Why aren't you going after Christian? We can have the same story. We can come up with a bunch of different scenarios, and we can ride this shit into the sunset. But you didn't do any of that. You waited until DX won HOH, and then you didn't even do anything when he won HOH. You thought that you were sitting pretty, and you let Alyssa whisper sweet nothings into your ear all week amongst a bunch of makeout sessions and be like, oh, no, you're good. DX isn't going to do it. He doesn't have the balls. He's not going to do it. And now you're there looking stupid, having to use the freaking latrine from the Lord of the Latrine, who just put you on the block because you didn't have you had the audacity not to go and speak to him. So you know what, Christian? I'm going to give you a 10 out of 100.
Oh, boy. A 1 from Aman. Okay, Melissa, what are your thoughts?
I'm not quite at a 1, but I do feel like he could. I totally agree with Aman. I think that, sorry, Piper's got her nose stuck on the mic. Anyway, I do agree with Aman. I think that he absolutely could have done more. And I also think that, you know, the time to come to someone and be like, we can work together is not after like he's already put you on the block. Like, I feel like that should have been something that you come to him with when you have power. Like Aman said, like you come the day before, or the week before, when you are in power and you have something to offer, versus when you need something from him and you're like, please, we can work together. It just doesn't seem genuine. I think that while it's tough because it's like, well, what he wasn't able to play in the veto, so he couldn't even have the opportunity to play in the veto, and all that. But I just feel like he didn't play this week very well. And like Aman said, he did think that he was, you know, sitting pretty and that he didn't really need to do anything. And he was going to have Alyssa kind of go around and do what she was going to do. And that's just, it's not enough. So, you know, while I don't necessarily think he's like a 1, I don't think he's played this week well. Maybe that will turn around, at this point. But I really, honestly, I don't think anything Christian does is going to turn the tides. I think it will have to be something that like Tiffany decides, if I'm being totally honest. I think that if she decides like, no, actually, you know what, we're going to keep Christian around, I think that he could stay. But I don't think anything Christian himself would do would change it. So,
okay.
Yes. No, you go ahead. What are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me something that's going to change my rating?
No, just a funny thing in case you haven't been made aware yet that Christian's current plan, or one at least that he is thrown out there, is that he wants, and I actually think this might be his best play, and I'm amazed that he came up with it, but he wants to go to Tiffany and say that he overheard Kyland and Sarah Beth talking about how like they were about to make a bunch of money because they hit jury together, because they really are a twist.
I actually think that could work. Okay. Like normally I'd be like, okay, whatever. But like with Tiffany already suspecting it, that actually could work.
I just thought I think it's real. I don't think it's going to work, but I think it's very funny.
I
think she's absolutely going to buy it. I just don't think it's going to change the outcome.
Yeah, I think she might be like, okay, well, that just means we need to make sure they go out next. I don't know. Also, I did really love, I think we already touched on it a little bit, but I loved how Tiffany was like, no, America wants us to do this for Derek X. Like, he's the underdog who was, you know, almost out the first week, and now he's turned it around, and, you know, he's got his big plan, and he's getting his revenge, and the audience wants us to go with, like have his plan follow through. I just thought it was so great because she absolutely has the right read on the audience. It's great. But yeah, speaking about Christian, who we're talking about, I'm going to go with a two.
Two for Christian. Yeah. So I will, I guess defend Christian a little bit here. Although I've been certainly critical of him, this week and last week. He did approach Derek last week, with the deal. The problem is that he let Alyssa do most of the talking, right? He did all of the right things technically. He made a final two with Brittany. He made a final four with himself, Alyssa, Hannah, and Derek. He made a final four with himself, Alyssa, Tiffany and Claire. He made a final five with those people plus Xavier. I mean, he set himself up in a good spot. The problem is that he did not reinforce any of those deals enough. And he spent too much time with Alyssa and not enough time with Derek X. And even so, coming into this week, there's really only one person, Derek X, that would have made this move. And that one person happened to win this HOH, which was very unfortunate for him. And even then, he still had a chance to survive this week if the right person had won the veto, or if he had been picked and he had won the veto, or if Tiffany had decided to, if Tiffany hadn't had so much loyalty to Derek X, again, the one person not only willing to make the move, but also capable of making the move because Tiffany is so in love with Derek X that she did not want to go against him. Any other HOH, I bet you that she flips this vote to keep Christian around. So I do think that Christian got a bit of a bad break here this week. That's not to say that he's still not at fault for not reinforcing this relationship with Derek, because if he had done that, I think he'd be okay this week. But I'm not going to be like, this guy really dug his own grave, because I really don't feel that way. I don't see it the same way Amon does, where I'm like so outraged that he, I don't know. I'm still not entirely sure what you're outraged about.
I've never seen somebody walk past a conversation that is about them. It's about you. Why else would Alyssa be sitting there with this like panic stricken look on her face saying like, oh my God, what are you doing here? Why else? Yeah, thank you, dogs. Thank you. Thank you. Why else would she be sitting there 5 minutes before the veto ceremony and you just look and you keep walking and then you go upstairs and you're like, oh my God, something's happening. Go downstairs. I do get that,
but like, what is he going to do? Like, nothing he could have said would have changed it. Like,
doing nothing is also.
I hear you. I would have loved to see him like step in that room and be like, what are you guys talking about? But like, also from his perspective and from Alyssa's perspective, even, and he got this advice from Xavier, like, cause he asked Xavier, should I go down there and talk to him? And Xavier's like, no, I would not do that. Because if he's not going to put you up, that might convince him to do it. And he's like, ah. Certainly I would have rather had seen him do it, but I'm personally not.
It's
quite
just, it's the cherry on top of the inactivity cake. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything all week long. And then at the very final hour, it was like, I'd had enough at that point. I'd had enough. Mm-hmm. It's a one.
All right. A one from my, it's a two from me. I think that, given all of the positive things, again, I don't mean to defend Christian, just, sort of some counterpoints to, what I'd heard before, but, he's still going home Thursday. I really don't see a scenario where he stays right now. I think there are, that's not true. I see actually a couple of scenarios where he stays. I just don't think they're very likely. I think they're very unlikely, in fact, at this point. So, I don't think he is a one. I don't think that he's like, utterly put himself in a bad spot. And if I thought there was really any chance that he would stay, I'd probably go three, but I really don't. I think he's dead in this water, and he's a two. So there it is for Christian. All right, Amon, how do you feel about Claire?
I think it's just another week of the same with Claire. Lots of game talk with Tiffany, lots of acting on her part, you know, whenever things do go down and people are surprised, she has to sit there and be like, oh my, I didn't know that was going to happen. What the, who said that? He really? Oh my God. Like it's just a lot of the same with her. And we did speak a little earlier in the podcast about how, you know, maybe you really should start thinking about the layout of this jury and your path to the end. And I think that she definitely is someone that is a thinker, and hopefully something does click for her. She's in a better spot than most of the people in the house. And so by virtue of that, I am going to give her a 7. But it's a low 7, and it's going to continue to decrease if she continues to sort of just go with what Tiffany wants her to do. I do like that during some conversations there is, she does offer pushback. And I think that you were on the round on the morning update. I forget which one it was. Maybe it was today, where you mentioned, how in a lot of ways she does bring up points that Tiffany doesn't think about sometimes when having conversations. So I think she definitely, I think she has dissenting opinions and isn't afraid to voice them. But in terms of like actually going through, I need to see a little bit more from you. So I want Claire to win HOH, and I want her to put Tiffany's feet to the fire. I want that to happen. So we'll see.
All right, Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that Claire, I feel similarly about Claire as I did last week. But there's going to be a point where she can't just do the same stuff. Like, she can't just not do that much. Like, it does feel like she's kind of just comfortable in her current position. But that's not going to get her the win. So something's going to have to happen. She's going to have to do something to break up, you know, the cookout. It does seem like she is aware of it. At least she has kind of mentioned it. But I don't know. And she hasn't mentioned the cookout explicitly, but she has kind of like talked about, you know, it does seem a little odd that these people seem to be working together and these people seem to be leaving and all that sort of stuff. And like, am I next? So I think that she hasn't the information. She just needs to do something with it. And, you know, we're just going to have to see. But at this point in time, I really like what Claire is doing. And so I'm going to continue to give her a 7.
All right. Well, last week I gave Claire a 7. But I said, Claire, I'm watching you. I'm putting you on notice, Claire. And guess what Claire did not do? She did not notice. She's not doing enough. She's not doing enough. This week was a crucial week for the cookout, making sure not only to send somebody not in the cookout home, but sending Christian home is so huge for the cookout and not good for Claire. Christian liked Claire, wanted to go to the end with Claire. Christian and Melissa talked about Claire in their final three. Christian was super valuable to Claire, and losing Christian is not good. She needs to do something. She has not been doing something. She's been doing not enough. Is what she's been doing. It's not good. And so for me, Claire is down to a 6, and she is still on notice. You should still be looking out, Claire, because I'm going to keep going down with this number if you keep not doing enough. All right. She's in jury. She needs to win an HOH. She needs to turn this around somehow because, you know, I don't see her in the same exact way that I see Derek X, where it's like, I can maybe see Derek X comping his way out. Is that going to happen for Claire? I don't know. I don't think it's as likely. So what's going to happen here? Because not only is Derek X more capable of winning competitions than you, but he also seems to have the favor of Tiffany more than you, which is not good. He also seems to have the favor of some other people more than you, which is equally not good. Who does Claire have other than Tiffany, who doesn't really have her have all the things, Hannah a little bit, and Derek X, who doesn't have a lot of control over where the cookout's going. There are a lot of people that are going to be looking at Claire very soon, and she needs to start doing more. So I gave her a 6, but I'm alone on this one. The audience gave her a 7.
I don't think you're wrong. I think she does need to do something. I think that, you know, I like her current position, but I do feel like that, you know, runway is coming to an end, and she really is going to have to like step it up, or else she's going to be, I really don't want this for her, but like, there's a possibility that she's one of those like potentials. Like, you know, like it's like they have potential the whole time, and the whole game we're like, okay, she has such potential. She has such potential, like Tina or whatever in Big Brother Canada. It's like, there's such potential, and then nothing happens. No, but I meant like, in the beginning we were like, she has such potential. She has such potential to be great, like great, mm-hmm. giving her eights and stuff. And then it was like, oh, but nothing, she hasn't done anything with it. And then she just goes home. Like, That's what I don't want for Claire. I really don't want it to be a situation where we're like building her up and we're so excited for like what she can do. And then she just fizzles out and goes home. Like when we don't get to see anything. So that's what I really don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sometimes I wonder about Claire because we know that she's a big fan of the show, and Survivor. She's played in, was it Survivor Mission? Whatever. She's played
like that, yeah.
A Survivor game. I think that she's very well entrenched in the fan base. She knows, the history of Big Brother and how it has, had issues with casting in the past and sort of like how I was excited to see what Oz's feelings were when she got out of the house. I'm also very interested to see how Claire felt like she had to maneuver this season, because like I said, I don't think that she's dumb. I think that she realizes what's going on. And sometimes I do wonder, is she also being affected by this stunted gameplay where she feels like, you know what? This season has to be different. And so I'm going to be a part of this cause as well. And how far are you willing to go for that without losing your self-interest? Because Big Brother is an inherently selfish game and you still have to play for yourself at the end of the day. So while I don't want to project this onto her, which is why I'm speaking hypothetically, but if that is part of the reason why we haven't really been seeing a lot of like pushback from her, I'm going to be interested to hear her talk about that and how she was able to navigate through that. Because I think just based off of the way that whoever's running her Twitter, whether it's her friends, the people that she surrounds herself with, they are very much, you know, the people that are like, you know what, we're not dealing with any of these phobias, no racist, no homophobia, no none of that. And so I have to imagine if Claire is anything like the people that she surrounds herself with, I think that she knows what's going on. And so I just want to know just how much of that did she struggle with when, you know, playing this game. So
yeah, I'm seeing people in the chat compare her spot to Tyler's last season, and I actually think that's a really good comparison. Not in how they play the game, because Tyler was obviously a very social player, and that is not Claire's strength. But I do think that Claire is a very, very smart player, I do think she has a lot of potential. I think she's a very capable player, and I think that in a different mm-hmm. position, perhaps in a different season, she would probably be much better than she is. Although I do think she's not a bad social player. She's just not excellent. And she's like, it's unfortunate because it's clear that her social game is dragging the rest of it behind. Like her mental game, her strategic game is like running at a full sprint, and her social game is just kind of like jogging. Wait, hold on. I'm still, just wait a second.
It makes me wonder in terms of like casting, because I know whenever she got replaced, or whenever she replaced Christy, there were so many people that were like, well, I'm glad that we got Claire instead of Christy. And so am I, but then it makes me understand a lot more why production probably went with Christy, because Christy definitely seemed more of a person that was going to be, you know, in your face, all over the place. And Claire is a little bit more reserved. Not that she's, you know, boring, but she's just not, you know, she's not that girl. And so I definitely am beginning to understand a lot more why production might have put someone over her in the house. Although I'm still utterly glad that that Claire is there for us.
Let me make this comparison, because I'm late on this, I know, but I've been slowly making my way through the sport climbing Olympic events.
Ooh.
Love climbing. It's very fun. Although weirdly scored in the finals. Anyway, how they do it is that there's three separate events, and it's kind of a dumb way to do it because they're very specific in different events, but there's speed climbing, bouldering, and lead climbing. And basically there are athletes, climbers who are like speed climbers. They dominate the speed climbing, and then they can't do bouldering and lead. And there are lead bouldering and lead climbers that can't do the speed climbing because they're so separate things. And so overall, their combined scores, the people who can't do everything at the same level that they can do the very good things, it's holding them back in the scoring. And I feel like that's the thing with Claire. Like, Claire's a great lead climber. She's very good. Mm-hmm. She's the best boulderer. She's very good lead climber. But her speed climbing is just average, and it's really dragging it down. There's a sports comparison for you guys.
Taryn's going to the Olympics next 2024.
Confirmed.
So ultimately, I do like the comparison to Tyler's position in the game, not the way he played the game, because Tyler was also a very, very capable player who really just got lost in not doing enough fast enough when it came to his position in the committee. And similar to Tyler, Claire did make a power play a little bit early in the game. She pushed Tiffany away from Kylan, and it kind of worked, but then also kind of didn't work. So I like this comparison, and ultimately, still, Claire, you're on notice. Let's talk about Big D. Probably won't go quite as long as Claire did. So I was going to start with Melissa, but she's a little busy with her dog, so I'll start with Big D. Big D is, yes, still dead to me. You don't get undead to me unless you create a new blindside to make up for the one that you ruined. All right, Big D? That's our deal. Big D, I really don't like his position in the game. I gave him a 3 last week. I feel like Big D continues to just not be in a great spot. I feel like Big D is the GOAT of the season, in the bad sense, not in the good sense. Just I have listened night after night at this point to the people who have the most reason to like Big D just trashing on his game constantly. It's become a common thing to just like, oh, it, like Azza literally came up to the HOH room. I think it was last night. And she was like, oh, what are we making fun of Big D for now? It's just a known thing now that like we just not only like they're not making fun of Big D's personality. They love him. Through love that they're doing. They're making fun of his game because his game sucks and that he's telling everybody different things. And they're just like, this guy has no clue what game he's even in. And I just have a really hard time seeing them want to give him the win, even if he somehow makes it there, which also seems difficult. So for me, Big D remains a 3, and it's not looking like he's moving up anytime soon.
I hear the meowing.
Yeah, Melissa, what do you think?
I agree. I totally agree. I gave him a 4 last week, but honestly, I feel worse about him this week. I feel like his whole thing about promising Christian that he has his vote and then like probably not voting for Christian to stay is like not good. So I'm gonna give him a 3 as well.
All right. Is it Iman,
audience turn? Okay.
Oh, we can do the audience.
Okay.
The audience. Actually, I'm gonna reload this one because it's very close. Let's see. The audience gave Big D a 3 as well. Almost a 4, but it was a 3.
Yeah. Look. I love Derek. I really do. I think that he's funny. I think he's hilarious. Honestly, I mean, I am not one to really, you know, like to interact with a lot of Big Brother alumni because I still have hopes of making it on the show one day and I don't want to be all of these alumni's ass. But I really do want to hang out with Big D when he comes back to Philly and we can both explore whether or not champagne can get you wasted. I'm excited for that, for those times, if I'm blessed for them to occur. But Derek, if I have to listen to one more diatribe about what you would do if you were HOH and how this whole house would get shaken upside down, but then you do not practically nothing throughout the week to even make me feel like you would even do something like that, I'm going to pull my hair out. I feel like he is like a low rent therapist on this show to everybody else. Every time someone else is going through it, he's like, no, girl, like, look, you just need to make sure that these people never see you sweat. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, it's all over your face. Like, he has these therapy sessions with Azza. I think he just did it with who was it? Brittany the other day and Alyssa. Yeah. Like, it's the same. It's like he wakes up, he has a therapy session, he complains about almost be going on the block, then he goes back to sleep, and then it's just, and then he wakes up again because it's not 10 o'clock quite yet, and it's just like, I don't understand what are you doing here? I thought he was a much bigger fan of the game. And maybe he is. And maybe he's just another, you know, example of super fans aren't always the best players. And that just makes me sad because this season was about representation for me. And this is a Black gay man from Philly and he's not doing us justice.
I do.
Like, I don't want anybody to think that I hate Derek Up. I think that he's hilarious. I really do. But Big Brother player, it's a three.
It's very funny what you brought up about him doing the same thing. He literally, that segment on the show where he talked to Azza about, like, you need to put on a face. He had the exact same, conversation with Alyssa, and Alyssa did the exact same joke as Azza in response. She came in and she put on like a fake, obviously fake smile. Like, how am I doing, Big D? And he was like, you got to do better. And it was like, I've seen this before, but with a different person.
It's deja vu. It's literally deja vu. I'm like, how many times are we going to see this? How many times? And you know what? I really do hope that he wins HOH. I really do hope that he wins one. And I'm not all for the people that keep saying he's never going to win. Just because he's big, girl, there are all sorts of other competitions that he is more than capable of winning. So I definitely think that he is capable of winning an HOH. And if he does, I want to see him do exactly what he said he was going to do and expose everybody's shit.
Kick him out of the room.
I want to see all of that. I want to see, like, him, you know, putting 5-minute caps on one-on-ones. And if you miss your time slot, then I want to see it. Please give it to us. If you give that to me, I will give you a 10. I don't give a shit. Put me on the round table that week. Derek F gets a 10. But until it happens, it's a 3.
All right. Well, let's move on to Derek X. Melissa, how do you feel about Derek X?
I don't want to go first for this one. Can we do the audience first?
We can do the audience first for Derek X, as long as there's no kitten interference. The audience...
His tail is just like it's like an octopus arm or something just like coming out the side.
The audience went with a 7 for Derek X here on his HOH week. Melissa, do you feel good now? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because I was going to do the same, honestly. I was going to give him a 7 because...
Oh, yeah, that's totally what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Actually, like, yeah. That's so crazy that, like, we were on the completely same page. No, but I honestly, I was, but I felt like... I don't know. I feel like after our conversation earlier, I feel like everybody is against me when it comes to thinking that Derek X did a good job with his week. So I was really ready for myself to be like the highest rating and everyone else was going to be giving him like a bad score. So I feel better now. I honestly, like, I think he did really well with this week. I think that the reason why I'm not going up in my score is because I think he's in a similar place moving forward. You know, he gets out a big competition threat, but at the same time, you know, he has made a few enemies this week. But he's also made a few allies this week. He's, you know, but at the same time, he's shown that he's a big threat. So maybe, you know, people are going to come after him now that, you know, he's the biggest comp threat. I don't know. So I do feel like I still feel good about him right now. But I do feel like I can't really go up in my score for him because there's just so many variables moving forward. But I do think that he did a really good job this week. I'm so glad he stuck to his guns. I feel like once you start, like, it's one of those things where it's like, once you nominate the person or backdoor them, you have to go through with it. You just have to. But even before that, when you start telling everybody, like, my plan is to backdoor Christian, like, it better pull through or else, like, you're in a bad spot because all these people know that you were going to backdoor this person. Christian will obviously find out, you know, it ends up being bad for you. But so once you start kind of revealing your plan to people, like, you're in a really tricky spot if it doesn't work out. So I do feel like he did really well this week. It's so far worked out for him, but it does feel like this week is going to end up with his target going out the door. Now, is that good for him down the line? I don't know for sure. It's hard to tell, but I do think that it was the right move and, you know, we'll just have to see. So a 7.
Yeah, it's a tricky one here for me. I think I put Derek X on notice last week as well. And he won HOH and he made a big move and he took out one of his biggest competitors. And that's all good. And he's positioned himself to not face too much fallout from it. I overall like what he did this week. I don't think it was his best move. I think there were better moves. But I think that it was a good move that was executed goodly. It just wasn't a lot. I mean, he think he needs a lot, but it was enough to keep him afloat for now with the seven. I think he's got a better end game looking end game than Claire does at this time. His short term game is a little bit more risky. Xavier really wants to go after him, but he did. He has made a sort of like a kind of truce with Derek, and obviously Tiffany is in there working on Xavier to not go after Derek. Even Kylan, you know, is kind of would prefer not go him not go after Derek. So he does have some people standing up for him. Alyssa winning would be bad, though. I think she would also consider taking that shot, and she probably would not be as easily influenced into going in a different direction, although she might be super pissed at Brittany for lying to them all week. We'll see. So he's in a little bit of danger next week, but not as much as he should be. And he is not in the worst position in the world moving forward. Looking at an end game where he can maybe comp out. His biggest threat right now is Xavier. He needs Xavier gone because Xavier currently occupies his spot and also wants him out. So the problem is that I don't see him going after Xavier anytime soon, even though he feels uneasy. And that's Tiffany's bad influence on Derek X, trying to convince him that Xavier is cool when he's not cool with you, Derek. But we'll see where that goes. For now, it's a seven, but I'm still putting Derek on notice. Surviving is not enough. Your rating's going to go down. Just letting you know. I'm on. What do you think?
What do I think about Derek X? I think about Derek X? I think a lot of things about Derek X. Okay. See, I know everybody was like waiting for this one because here comes Mon with the hard eyes for Derek X. He's going to give him a 10. This is going to be like the crazy part of the podcast. Look, I think that Derek X did a great job this week. I still think that this was the best move that he could have made. I do think that any of the benefits that come from this move, some of them aren't, it's not all largely to him. I think that Tiffany is certainly doing a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure that DX sticks around. But I mean, you can still say that that is kind of still good on DX because he didn't have to foster a relationship with Tiffany, but he did. And I think that DX is a lot more emotionally equipped in this game than people might give him credit for. Like, I loved the fact that Alyssa went back upstairs and was still 50-50 on whether or not Christian was going to go up on the block. Like, that to me shows that he is like, knows how to keep people sort of like guessing. And I think that that's can be very, very valuable in this game. I think that taking out Christian is a wonderful resume builder. I agree. I think that Xavier coming for his head is very dangerous. I mean, but then we do see like this little thing between him and Kylan and Xavier that Kylan is trying to put together, which I think could be a really good thing for the three of them, especially since they're going to be some of the only men left in the house. It'd be really easy for the girls to just be like, all right, just get him out of here. So I think that there's still potential for moves to be made. Will he move enough away from Tiffany for that stuff to happen in the future? I don't know, but everybody loves him. America loves him. Is a good possibility he could get a power. Maybe that power could be safety and he ends up getting a one extra week in the house that could really do well for his game. So there's a lot of potential here and I'm trying to keep my thirst level down. I am trying to be as unbiased as possible, but I always go with my heart. I really do. It's not going to be a 10. I'm not that crazy. I understand that he is in a lot of danger still, but this is my guy. I'm giving him... I can't do it. Because people are going to like be mad at me all week if I do this. And I just don't feel like getting the mentions. Derek, if you ever see this, it's a 9 in my heart, but I'm going to give you an 8 as well.
There it is. An 8 from Aman for Derek X. All right. I'm not going to lie. You had me there. I thought you were going to give him a 10 for a little while.
I was so close to it.
All right. Let's move on to Hannah. Let's talk about Hannah's game this week. I guess I'll start here with Hannah. Last week I gave Hannah a 6. She had recently gone up from her previous position. And I was curious to see if it would stick. It does appear to have stuck, especially with Derek winning this HOH. That was massive for her. Now, I think Hannah's very smart. Her game sense can be lacking sometimes, and she's really having to take direction from Tiffany, but it's not really a bad thing at the moment. In fact, I kind of see Hannah in a similar way that I see Xavier, except I think Xavier is a little bit more game savvy than Hannah at times. But Hannah is kind of, she's kind of, restricted to the game that's being played around her. She doesn't really create her own scenarios. And so right now, that really benefits her in the same way it really benefits Xavier, because her and Xavier are the two people Tiffany currently plans to take to the final three. And that's really good. Plus, she's got Derek X working with her, which is a really great backup plan for her if things go wrong. So I really like that from her. The target on her back has rescinded quite a bit. It does not appear that that Sarah Beth is still going to be gunning for her. And of course, Brittany is also somebody who has not been pushing anti-Hannah propaganda lately. So Hannah's position in the game has dramatically improved. And I think that she is in a somewhat decent spot here. Now, my biggest issue with Hannah is her end game at the moment, because again, she is not somebody that has created a lot of her own paths, and the path that has been created for her is the one where she goes to the end with Tiffany and Xavier. And I am pretty concerned that she can't beat either of them in the final two. I think she is much more capable of beating Xavier, but that's not a guarantee. I mean, if we start to look at, the jury votes here, Azza's voting Xavier, Big D's voting Xavier, Alyssa's voting Xavier. That's 3 right off the bat. Maybe we get like Tiffany and Derek X. Sorry, I'm actually going through this in my head right now. Didn't mean to wait until the podcast to do it, but Tiffany and Derek X are going, probably Hannah. And then you've got Sarah Beth probably goes Xavier. Kylan probably goes Xavier. So that's already starting to not look amazing for Hannah, especially if Xavier's winning comps down in the end stretch, which he's likely to. So I would prefer to see Hannah get to the end with, Azza or Big D. And I don't see her preparing for that. And I honestly don't see her doing it either. She just doesn't have the relationships with them to manage it. And I'm not sure like how she would plan on doing it. I don't think she would plan on doing it. So end game, I'm concerned about, but for right now, I think her game has improved. Hannah, still dissimilar to, Derek and Claire in the sense that she is just on the rise here for me. And, is just going to go up from a 6 to a 7. Mon, what do you think?
Yeah, Hannah, I mean, she was very close to going home over the past few weeks, actually, because Sarah Beth was, oh my God, like it was it was just the one-sided battle for the ages. But I do think that her positioning has improved. I mean, Derek X winning HOH was definitely something that has really, really helped her out. Tiffany taking her under her wing has been something that has really, really helped her out. But those are two things that aren't really something of her doing. I do think that Hannah is a very perceptive player. I think that she has a mind for the game, and she, whenever it's talking game and having strategy with people, she makes a lot of salient points, but she's not a force in this game for me. She's just someone that has a mind, and that's pretty much it. I also worry about her in the end. I mean, does she have strong enough relationships that she would even get votes if she sat in the final two at this point? I don't know. I mean, who's really supremely drawn to Hannah besides DX and Tiffany? I mean, and there was a point where the cookout was treating her as like, a secondary member, which I never really understood why, but that sort of also plays a factor into her positioning in the house. So, yeah, I think that she's on the rise. So I probably would have given her a 5 last week because I thought that she was sort of, yeah, she was on the block. She was probably never going to go home because of the way that things were set up. So I think she's probably around the same level as Claire. So I'll give her a 7.
There you go. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with what you guys are saying. I think that she's definitely on the rise, like you guys said. And I think that this week actually benefited her a lot. I think she, you know, has been having good conversations with people. And also, like, you know, she was safe the whole week. She didn't have to worry about that. And she also got out someone who put her on the block last week. So, like, that's one person who would have come after her with no issue, no sweat off their back. And so she gets him to leave the house and she didn't even have to do anything. So I do think that's good for her game. And I think she's making inroads with a lot of people. And so, yeah, I'm honestly, I've been impressed with her this week. So I am going to go with a 7 as well.
There you go. The audience gave Hannah a 7 as well. Straight mm-hmm. sevens.
She moved from up.
The panel here.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, let's move on to Kyland. Aman, how do you feel about Kyland?
I cannot wait for Sarah Beth to be out of here. That's how I feel about Kyland. Because, boy, you were doing so well in the beginning of all of this, and you're still doing pretty well. People still come to you to talk game, and he is still an integral part of this season. I don't think that he has fallen off as deeply as some might believe. I still think that he has a path to the end, but I mean, Tiffany and Xavier were talking all sorts of shit about him yesterday. Well, more so Xavier. Tiffany kind of came to his defense. But unless you start really venturing out, and I don't know, like it just seems like with each passing week, Sarah Beth just like digs her claws deeper and deeper into him. At first, it was like a cute little cuddle mance. Now it's just like, it's like she's like some siren of the deep. It's like, Kyland, like, come on. Like, you're so close. You're in jury now. Like, come on. Like, think about your game. Because I know that you usually can. So I'm worried. I'm just worried. And not just because he's my last draft member, but I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, this is, you're so close to it. And I can taste it for you. But it's falling out of your hands unless you do something. So, I'm going to be a little harsh for Kyland. I'm going to give him a 6 this week.
6 from Aman. Well, so here's my thing with Kyland. His game is falling. You know, it was a 9 2 weeks ago. It fell last week. It's going to continue to fall this week. And I do think, Aman, you are correct. The primary reason for this, you know, I talked a lot in week 4 about like, oh, Tiffany told him to take a pause on all the game talk. And he certainly did. But, I guess with that pause, he decided that he was going to spend all of his time instead with Sarah Beth. And he, whether or not, you know, there's certainly lots of conspiracy theories in the house, whether or not there's anything between them, they function effectively like a showmance in this
exactly house. Like it doesn't I'm glad you said that. It doesn't even matter like what exactly is going on. The what's happening right now is like no different than a showmance.
Exactly. And a bad one at that. One where they spend too much time together and don't separate and split up the work. There are showmances that have been much better at separating and dividing and conquering than this not actually a showmance, but functioning like one Kyland and Sarah Beth pair. And this, this distraction is not good for his game. Especially because Sarah Beth has taken a massive hit in terms of the perception that she has, in the house. So. Don't love that from Kyland. He has fallen to the bottom of the cookout power rankings when it comes to who they want to take out first. Xavier now wanting to take that shot at Kyland as soon as possible when it comes to when it comes down to the six. Now, the thing about that is, though, I don't think they will take that shot until the six. Mm-hmm. And that is very good for Kyland, especially considering that he did get his way this week and he got Derek X to win another competition and take a shot at Christian, his biggest. Christian leaving benefits Kyland more than anybody else in this house. And he didn't have to do a thing to make it happen. Now, he did still take the blame for it, which is not quite as clean as it could have been. But with Christian gone, the amount of people that are willing to target Kyland drop down to basically Alyssa, maybe Brittany. And are they capable of it? Of course not, because they're going to put him up next to Sarah Beth and Sarah Beth is going home. And then when Sarah Beth goes home, what happens to Kylan's game? I'm not sure, because he does prove capable when he puts his mind to it. And if Sarah Beth leaves, I do think he might be able to reintegrate into the cookout. Maybe he'll recognize the spot he's in with Derek, with Xavier, Tiffany, and Hannah, and he will work on Big D, and I think he could win Big D over, and maybe with the help of Big D, maybe he gets in a little bit more with Azza, and maybe he goes, Azza, you're right, you know, Hannah, what is Hannah even doing here? And the thing too about Kyland is that I also think he is the most willing to go against the cookout if he needs to, and that tells me that, that if for some reason he is able to keep Sarah Beth around a little longer, and not to mention the fact keeping Sarah Beth this week, she's going to be in jury. That's amazing for Kyland. But also his relationship to Derek X gives him a little bit of leeway here as well, because he also has the ability to use Derek X. Don't think it's impossible that if Kyland recognizes his position in the game and that he, because it's not a great one right now, if he recognizes that he's in trouble with the cookout and Derek X is still around, don't negate the possibility that Kyland could whisper in Derek X's ear.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you shouldn't trust Tiffany so much, because maybe she's part of an alliance that maybe you're not a part of.
He might need to do that. And I think he would be willing to if it meant his game. So, for those reasons, and for the reasons that I do think he's not in danger anytime soon, and even if he makes it to the final six in the bad spot that he's in, it's still not a done deal that he's out, because he can win some of those competitions. So it's still a 7 for me for Kyland. He's continuing to go down on the scale, but you know, if things continue to deteriorate for him, then I'm going to continue to go down, although his bottom, his floor is certainly much higher than people like Claire and Derek X at this time. So there it is, a 7 for me, from me for Kyland. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with what you guys are saying. And I think you guys have basically covered it. Like it's really one of those balancing acts right now where it's like there's a chance. I feel like it's like you were saying, like with the other people, he's on notice because there's really a chance that this could go wrong for him. But at this point, you know, he's keeping his ally Sarah Beth in the house. He's getting Christian out of the house, which is all great for him. At the same time, he's losing his standing within his own alliance. And also, you know, he's getting the blame for the Christian thing, and everyone's thinking that Derek X is being used by Kyland and all this other stuff. So, you know, it does kind of go either way. But at this point, I'm not ready to necessarily bring his score down so far yet. So I'm just going to keep him at a 7.
All right. And the audience actually is willing to go down a bit more on Kylan. They're actually with Amon on this one. The audience gave Kylan a 6. The audience, I feel, has historically been pretty low on Kylan overall. I feel like we've been a little bit surprised by their ratings a few times on Kylan, but maybe we shouldn't be surprised. Maybe the audience is right on this one, and they certainly agree with Amon, or Amon certainly agrees with them. So,
they agree with me.
All right, let's move on to Sarah Beth. We can start with the audience on Sarah Beth. Last week, Sarah Beth got a 4 overall, 4 from the audience. And this week, the audience has not changed their minds. It's a 4 again for Sarah Beth from the audience. And Melissa, what do you think?
This one's tricky because I feel like, you know, she's likely staying this week, which is good for her. And she's got, you know, some allies, but I do feel like she doesn't have that many and she's the next target and it's just really not looking good for her. And I feel like she's in such a precarious spot and I don't feel like she really did herself many favors this week. I think she could have used this as an opportunity to get in with certain people. And I don't know if she really made any inroads with them. I'm not feeling really confident about her, to be honest. I think that if I'm looking at the scores that I gave to everybody else, I think that I was very close to giving Sarah Beth a 3, to be honest, but I don't see her on the same playing field as Derek F. I feel like she actually is like smart and understands the game. I think that she's just struggling right now because people, number one, don't trust her. And number two, think that her and Kylan have some thing and they're more willing to obviously get rid of her than the Kylan because Kylan's in the cookout and they want to, you know, have Kylan to themselves. So I'm worried for her. I'm worried for her in this upcoming situation, but I think I'm going to have her at a 4. But that she's also on notice and, we'll see how she does. We'll see if she can turn this around. I don't know.
Yeah, she's on notice. She's also on the block and, this should have been the wake up call for her. I think she's handled it fine in terms of, you know, making sure she stays this week, but she has not been doing enough to recover from the damage that her game has been just, she's been taking a beating from Tiffany, from your Big D, from Claire. All of these people are just wrecking her game and she still barely even has any idea that it's happening. She's continuing to get beat on now by Alyssa, who's throwing her under the bus because she's campaigning against Christian. And Sarah Beth continues. Sarah Beth last week was being targeted by a couple of people. We knew that Tiffany was probably going to try and make this happen. Now it's really built up to a fever pitch and a lot of people are targeting Sarah Beth next week. And it's not good. You know, normally we would say, well, at least she'll be put up on the block next to Kylan and Kylan would probably go home because he's a bigger threat. Not quite. So this is really not looking good for Sarah Beth and I really need her to do anything but sit in bed with Kylan all day because she needs to get out there and socialize more. It's just not happening. She's on the block. And for those reasons, I'm giving her a 3.
Yeah, it's rough for Sarah Beth. She's just I just feel like ever since she tried to go after Hannah, it's just been a steady decline. That coupled up with being coupled up with Kylan all the time is just really bad. The fact that all day yesterday she was like, okay, I'm just going to sort of like sit back and let Christian sort of like dig himself further into a hole. But then at the end of the day, to be annoyed saying like, I see everybody talking game, but no one's coming up to me. I was like, girl, you just told yourself you were going to sit back and not do anything. That's probably what you should not be doing. Like if you already know that you're going to stay, that's good. Talk about next week. You know, play the game. Like, you know this game. Like, come on. The fact that she was even, she felt so confident that she didn't even need to win the HOH and then ended up on the block after all that damage that she caused 2 weeks ago was just like, girl, what are you doing? Like, it's, I don't know why it's taken such a nosedive. She felt so much more like such a capable player. in the first 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden it just went haywire, and it doesn't really seem to be going up anytime soon. And the way that she handles the whole thing with Alyssa, granted, yes, it's going to be, of course, you want to try to make sure that Christian ends up on the block. You want that to happen because you think there's a better chance that you will stay with him on being on the block. But you just gave Alyssa just all the permission in the world to just trash your game the minute you told Alyssa to her face in front of the HOH, I can't trust you either, Alyssa. No. You don't want to do that. Like, Christian is probably already going to go up anyway. Like, you don't need to give Alyssa any more ammo to just be like, this. Okay, well, since she doesn't trust me, well, I'm going to tell everybody what she said about this person, that person, that person, that person. That's exactly what Alyssa is doing. So even when she stays, what legs do you have to stand on? None. So for me, I'm also going to give her a 3.
There you go. All right, let's move on to Tiffany. We can start with the audience on Tiffany. The audience gave Tiffany an 8 this week, same as last week, same as the week before, same as the week before. The audience the audience has always given Tiffany an 8. I didn't even realize that. It's been an 8 every single time. Look at that. An 8 from the audience. Let's see, Amon. How do you feel about that?
You know, Tiffany just, she continues to be Tiffany, right? Like, the way that she's handled this entire week, I think has just been, once again, another masterclass of Big Brother. DX wins HOH, which I guess in some instances is a lucky break for her because someone that she didn't want to win could have won. Like, Alyssa was close to winning. But DX did end up winning. She did try to present the idea that maybe Christian doesn't need to go up on the block, and it worked so much as that he wasn't an initial nominee. But once she sort of knew that at this point, you know, the house kind of wants him gone, it might actually be a good thing for her as well. The way that she was able to handle Christian once he was up on the block, making him, like, at first Christian kind of felt like it was a goodbye hug, but then she kind of really explained to him, like, look, like, I really have to think about this because I didn't anticipate you being on the block, but now that you are, now I really have to think. And it's not because I don't want you here. It's because I have to think about myself. And Christian, there really isn't anything to say to that other than, I get it. Like, I mean, I'll be sad if you vote me out, but I totally understand what you're saying. And then for her to tell us, like, I'm not trying to flip this vote. I'm just trying to cover all of my bases. If his ass ends up staying by any stretch of the imagination, I want him to come right back to me, which Christian undoubtedly would. Her also covering her bases between Xavier and Kylan. When Xavier comes to her and he's like, oh, you know what? This is benefiting Kylan way more than anybody else. I don't like that shit. We got to chop him off at the knees. She's like, you know what? Maybe you want to slow your roll on that because I don't think that DX really is in with Kylan the way that you think that he is. So you really should slow your roll. And then to go to Kylan and to be like, Xavier's thinking that you're with DX. You might want to go over there and tell him that DX is not with you. Like, she is just all over this house, just plugging up holes, just trying to make sure that no matter what, she stays ahead. She's above the fray. She's aware of all the conflicts that are going on. She's manipulating the conflicts that are going on. It's a 9. I mean, I just, come on. Come on.
Come on, indeed. I'm with you, Amon. This is an easy 9 for me. Tiffany has been a 9 for me, I think, since week 2. It's going to continue to be that way. She ended up dropping last week, because Puya, Melissa, and the audience did not believe in her. But here's the thing. I do think she took a hit this week. I think that this was not her ideal scenario. Christian staying would have been better. Sarah Beth leaving would have been better. But this is the thing about Tiffany's game. She cannot get her way and still be by far in the best position because she has so many options and she's so easily able to pivot into a new direction. Because of that, it's so easy. I mean, this is not an inflexible player who, like, you know, oh crap, things are not going my way. What do? I don't know what to do anymore. I've lost control. She's like, okay, I didn't want to get rid of Christian, but I'm going to have to get rid of Christian. What do I do from here? This is what I do from here. Still in control, still in the best position. It's a 9 for me. It's not a 10. because of those things. And she's still not a flawless player by any means.
And it's still very dangerous. Like there's a level of risk. Like all, it's the spinning plates analogy that we like to use all the time. Like, you know, there's still a chance that one of those plates could fall. And, you know, like, and it's a fair point. The whole Christian thing. Yeah. Maybe Christian's thing would be better. So this is in some instances a falling plate, but she's got like 9 other plates. So it's like, well, I'll just go to this one. So it's so fun to watch. It just is.
Yeah. And this is sort of the thing too, right? Like it's that, you know, cause people accuse Tiffany of playing too hard all the time, but she plays hard enough that she knows when to stop, right? She knew she was not going to convince Derek X to not make this move. She knew that she could flip this vote if she wanted to, but she decided against it because that would be too much. And she didn't want to do that to Derek X. But she had played hard enough in other areas that she was like, okay, I have the option to back off from this and take this path instead. And it's a perfectly fine path. And that's the position. That's the strength of Tiffany's game. That's why she's been getting 9s prior to this week by me, because she was in a position where she can take a small hit this week and still be a 9. Whereas Kyland is falling so dramatically that he needed this huge win for himself just to maintain the 7. And that's the main difference here between, Tiffany and really anybody who's competing against her at this point. But Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been like avoiding giving Tiffany a 9 just because I've been like, you know, well, you know, we'll have to see what happens. You know, she's doing a good job, but, you know, like it's all going to fall to pieces. But I do feel like I have to finally like admit that she's literally controlling the game. I mean, if she were to say, you know, no, I want to go against what Derek X wants and let's get Sarah Beth out, she could make that happen. Like, I don't think she will, but I could absolutely see her doing that. And the fact that she could just decide unilaterally who goes home this week, I mean, that's so impressive to me. I have to say, like, she's consistently been impressive. And, you know, we'll have to see how the whole thing turns out. But at this point, like, she's clearly the best player in the game and I got to give her the 9.
Yes. And, you know, I think another thing that I don't want to forget to point out is that, like, the Christian thing happened. That's not the only thing that happened this week. The other thing that happened this week is that Tiffany, pulled Xavier away from Kyland. And that has gone underreported because it's so expected at this point, but Xavier was with Kyland until this week when she said, Kyland sucks, doesn't he, Xavier? And Xavier was like, yeah, Kyland sucks. And now Xavier is very anti-Kyland and very pro-Tiffany. And that is huge. That is massive for Tiffany's ending.
Because at first I really didn't understand what she was trying to do when she then went to Kyland and said, look, Xavier is thinking about you and DX. You're going to have to handle that. Like, go ahead and tell your boy that your other boy ain't your boy and that your boy is your boy. Like, I'm like, what are you accomplishing with that? But in one, I mean, it's keeping DX safe. Two, it's also making Kyland then go back to Xavier and be like, what you're thinking is not actually reality, which is only going to make somebody like Xavier even think it even more. So now these two were like going at it. And Tiffany, once again, is just sitting there like,
yeah. And Kyland was the one that wins the influence war over Derek with Tiffany. But Tiffany is winning the I'm closer to, like, she took a loss when it came to Derek X, and yet Derek X comes away from this week feeling much closer to Tiffany than Kai at this point in time. And he's talking about, you know, bringing Tiffany further in the game than Kai at times. And he often feels like he can't trust Kai, even though Kai managed to convince him, or at least was a reason why he was convinced to go in this direction. Now, that does not mean I think that Derek definitely will choose Tiffany over Kai. I think that Derek is a lot, I don't even want to say savvier than Tiffany gives him credit for, because she thinks he's pretty savvy. But I think he is less loyal to her than she thinks he is. Very, very Vanessa and Steve in that way. Where he's a bit more he recognizes her game a bit more than I think she realizes. But either way, I think that, it's definitely, there are a lot of other things she's done this week that have been big wins for her. And that's pretty par for the course when it comes to Tiffany. But let's talk about Xavier. What about Xavier? Xavier's a tricky one here. He got sevens last week. I felt like last week I said Xavier was one of these people potentially on the rise, because his positioning had improved pretty dramatically when Tiffany decided to choose Xavier over Kylan. Now that has not changed. His position is still very good. And despite what he thinks, I actually think that losing Christian is not a bad thing for Xavier at all. In fact, I think it's kind of a decent thing for his game. Now it's not like the best thing for his game, but even Xavier a couple weeks ago was like, I think I'd want Christian out maybe even before Jury. And that's happening now, but he's apparently changed his mind and he wants to go in a different direction, and he's been pretty stubborn about it. A lot of the things that I talked about with Xavier last week, I think have held true this week, where he is much more of a passive player, again, similar to Hannah, and he is sort of coming along for the ride. And now he does still have his own motivations, his own goals. And the problem is that he went into this week thinking one thing and then finding out, I'm not driving. Of course you're not driving. You haven't put your foot on the gas. You've just been in the passenger seat and now you're trying to take control of the wheel, and the person driving is like, what are you doing? I'm doing this. And he's having a hard time recognizing that as well. He is not giving me great feelings about his capacity in the game to adapt, to pivot if he needs to. Now, he's still in a position where I don't think he needs to. I can't say that he's in a worse position than Derek X or Kylan, or even Hannah. I think that he's in probably a better position than all three of those people, because if he does get to the cookout final six, or if he does get to the final three of himself, Tiffany and Hannah, and even if he gets far enough, I think this guy could potentially beast in competition. Something that we haven't talked about much this week is that, Xavier was doing so well in that wall competition. This guy has been throwing competitions. He won a mental comp. Now it was thrown to him, but I mean, he came nowhere close to losing that competition. And he is very capable physically. I think that if Xavier gets close enough, he can win a ton of competitions and then win the game. I think that he's still very much in that position. I do not underestimate the potential here. But here's the thing. I don't think that's the game Xavier wants to play. And I don't think it's a very flexible game. And if things do change, if things do shift, I'm not super confident in his ability to shift with things. So with all that said, it's not quite an 8 for me with Xavier, even though his position is very good. I've just been disappointed in how he's played this week. So it's a 7 again from me, but still, we could go up next week. That's definitely a possibility. If things kind of settle back down for him and he gets locked back in with how things are moving. Amon, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I was slightly annoyed with Xavier yesterday because of how he handled the whole thing, and then going and bitching to Tiffany about Kylan and everything. And I mean, it's like, I tweeted about it, and I got a couple of replies. Some people were saying, well, you have to understand, like, he's been trying to invest so much in the Kings because he sees them as locked in jury votes for him if he makes it to final two. And it's like, yeah, I understand. You're feeling that loss. You wanted all the Kings in jury, because then there you go. There's a 3 votes for you, but you also really didn't do a lot to go out outside of your team and make sure that you were getting other jury votes. Like, it's one, you can't just simply rely on the Kings to just be your only jury votes, you know? And so it was very frustrating for him to feel like, you know, this is benefiting Kylan, when really, I mean, y'all are planning on getting Sarah Beth out next week. So is it really benefiting him all that much? I feel like Alyssa is still far more inclined to vote for you in Final Two over anybody else in the cookout. So it's not like you are completely losing out on numbers and jury here. I think that his focus is on the wrong thing. I think that he really needs to be thinking about getting himself further and making sure that he is responsible for doing so. This whole mantra of I want to lower my threat level. I get it. I totally understand it. Like, black men are usually big targets in this game, but this season is a lot different, bruh. It just is. And I feel like in a lot of ways, there's like a bit of an overcorrection in that, because you had so much safety at the beginning of this game by virtue of the cookout. So I don't think that this laying low type of game, while it is smart in some seasons, maybe for this season, maybe it's not. Maybe you need to be venturing out a bit more. Maybe you win another comp. Because at the end of the day, you have numbers to fall back on that are not going to oust you the next week. So it's kind of your fault that you are losing people that you think are going to be locked in jury votes because you're not getting enough as it is. Tiffany's out here weaving webs like this, and you're kind of a fly that's getting caught. So, I mean, I don't know, bro. There's still plenty of game left to be played. There are still plenty of jury votes to be garnished. So he is not dead in the water by any means. And I do think that there's a big possibility that he might be able to outlast somebody like Kyland and DX in the game, which I don't think would be in the best interest. I still think that the three of them should team up. But there's still a path for him to get to the end and still win. So... I'm vacillating between an 8 and a 7. I think I will give him... I'll give him the 8. If I'm giving ZX an 8, I can give Xavier an 8.
There you go. All right. Melissa, what are you...
Yeah, thinking? I feel like I keep doing this, but I agree with what you guys said about him. I think that he's, you know, in a bad spot this week because he's losing... one of his biggest allies. He's losing a king. And that doesn't bode well for him moving forward because Christian would have been in his corner. It's kind of splintered the kings as well. They were kind of a solid four, but now, you know, that they have to choose a side between Christian and Sarah Beth. I do think that now it's kind of splintered and they're not that solid four anymore. So this is really, you know, bad for him moving forward. And I think that, you know, I'm worried about him because, like you said, I don't think he's in the driver's seat at all. And I feel like he's not making the moves that he needs to make to put himself in a good position with the whole house moving forward. I'm a little worried for him. But you know, at this point he's doing all right. And anything could happen next week, but the fact that he's losing an ally, is such a big ally and such a good shield for him is, you know, not great. So I honestly, it's a 7, but it's a low 7 for me.
All right. Well, this one, the audience, a bit harsher on Xavier. Now this was close. But the audience actually down to a 6 on Xavier this week. So there it is for Xavier. I think that's going to be a 7 overall, for Xavier. And that's the Stockwatch for the week. It's funny, Xavier.
I think that I am missing a prime opportunity to give DX the 10 that he deserves.
The audience very torn on this Xavier thing, it seems. Lots of people in the chat were like, this is ridiculous, he's much higher. And yet the voting audience said, no, he's lower. I think this is an interesting sort of week to take a look at the games, because it's probably one of the more tumultuous ones. But let's run through some of the other questions here. We've got last week we had a disaster of a favorite player list quiz. It tied endlessly. There was no winner. So this week we're gonna run through. I asked the audience to rank the players from their favorite to their least favorite, and I'm gonna ask Melissa and Amon to guess the top four and the bottom four. So who is the audience's favorite player?
Derek X?
Yeah, I was going to say Derek X as well. I mean, one would think that it was Tiffany, but because he won HOH and he took this big swipe at Christian, I think he might have edged her out this week. So I'll go DX.
You are both correct. It Woo! Is, in fact, mm-hmm. Derek X, the favorite player from the audience this week. Last week, it was Tiffany. This week, it is Derek X. So who's number two?
Tiffany?
I'm going to go with Tiffany as well, because she's just the mainstay.
You are both correct again.
Wow.
Who's number three?
Hannah.
Who else is up there? Claire has been consistently up there as well. Oh, is it Hannah or Claire? Hannah was a bit more visible than Claire this week. So I'll go with Hannah as well.
You are both incorrect.
Damn it.
Claire.
Wow. Damn it. Well, now I'm guessing Hannah for the next one.
Well, yeah, definitely Hannah now, yeah.
Both correct. It is Hannah. Yeah. All right. Who's at the bottom of the list?
From the least, like the most, least like favorite. The most bottom? Okay. Yes.
Alyssa? Christian, maybe?
Who's at the Choose bottom one. Of this list?
Or Derek Frazier?
Choose one.
I don't know. I'll do the bottom.
Yeah, I'll go I mean, with Erase Their Bet.
Are people saying, I mean, I don't know, are people just voting for Christian because he's going to go home? I feel like people still like Christian. I like Christian. I don't think he's not my least favorite player. I don't know.
It's hard because I don't dislike any of the remaining players. So I'm just like, well, I don't know. Maybe Sarah.
I'm going to need an answer.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Alyssa. I'm just going with Alyssa.
I'll go for Derek F.
Amon is correct. Big D. The least favorite player
wow.
this week. Yes. Who is second to last?
Alyssa?
Do people dislike Sarah Beth more than they like? No, people were rooting hardcore for Sarah Beth, and people do kind of talk a lot of crap about Alyssa. I don't know why. Why is there so much Alyssa hate? I don't get it. She's really not that bad.
Just because she's in a showmance.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go Alyssa.
You are both incorrect.
What?
Damn.
It's Christian.
What? Okay. I mean,
I think then Alyssa now.
I will say, brief comment on this. I'm going to call Reddit out a little bit here. I feel like every time I open the Reddit thread, there's somebody dunking on Alyssa for she's a pick me girl or I don't like the way she looks like she's pretentious. I don't know. She's a constant personal attack.
It's starting to feel a little like. I don't care. Y'all can come for me if y'all need to. Like, y'all are haters. Y'all are haters. It feels like this is a pretty girl and people don't like that because she really, what does she do? I mean, besides being in a showmance, which I don't even hate showmances, so I don't even really get that argument. Showmances to me are nothing more than alliances except they kiss. Like, that's all. That's
I think
all
showmances
for me.
Are just boring to me, like, especially if they just spend all their time laying in bed together. Like,
I mean,
that's the only reason why I would maybe put them at the bottom of the favorites list, but like not because I don't like them as people. Like I think they're both fine.
I feel like they're so inoffensive.
All right. Third to last, Amon is up by 1 point.
Alyssa.
Yeah, I mean, if Christian is down there, I would have to. Alyssa, yeah.
You are both correct. It is. Yeah. Alyssa, Melissa, some advice for you. Let Amon go first here because he can just pick the same answer as you and win automatically.
Yeah, what the heck?
So, fourth to last, Amon, what do you think?
Fourth to last, we got Derek, we got Christian, we got Alyssa. Is Brittany down there? Brittany won HO or one veto, so I feel like that will probably give her a bit of a boost. People aren't very high on Azza. Sarah Beth is also on her way out the door, so I feel like it's between Sarah and Azza. I'll go with Sarah Beth.
Melissa.
Darn it, I was going to go with Sarah Beth.
Well, you should choose someone else.
Oh, that come on, death. Taryn.
Then I'll choose. I don't even know who else.
All right,
you chose Sarah.
Go with Sarah Beth.
You are both Beth? Incorrect.
Oh, what?
It was Brittany.
What?
Oh, I thought the veto would have given her a boost.
Yeah, I thought she did. Like she was good
well,
this week.
The veto did give her a boost. It gave her a boost over Christian and Alyssa.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
y'all need to stop doing my girl dirty like that. Come on.
So the list here is Derek X, Tiffany, Claire, Hannah, Kyland, Xavier, Azza, Sarah Beth, Brittany, Alyssa, Christian, Big D. And Aman is going to take the win over Melissa. Melissa, still, what's the opposite of undefeated?
Well. I did pretty well.
The opposite of undefeated? Defeated.
You know, that's enough. We don't need to discuss that.
All right.
That I did better than my personal average.
There you go. I asked the audience to rate the episodes this week, and they gave the episodes a 7 out of 10, up from the 6.8 last week. The feeds were given an 8.1 out of 10, up from the 7.2 last week. Big boost for the feeds this week. People very much enjoying the feeds. I asked them to rank the season as a whole so far. 8.2. Same as last week's. So the season as a whole did not go up, but the week was certainly a big one. I asked the audience to rate the competitions this week, and they gave them a 6.8, down from the 7.2 last week. Did not enjoy the competitions quite as much. The team twist, the final. I did the opposite of that. The competitions were a 7.2, up from the 6.8 last week. They like competitions more this week. I asked them to give the team twist one final rating now that it's over. And the final rating for the team twist, a 7.5. Very good for a twist. The audience pretty much on board with the team twist. And I got to say, I'm with that. I feel like the team twist did not fail and actually did add to the season a little bit.
Okay.
Not so bad. Out of all the twists they could do, not so bad.
Now, looking forward, I said, out of 10, how do you think the upcoming twists that we'll have a say in will go? And the audience, not optimistic. They gave it a preemptive 4.9. Not
very low.
Not high expectations.
I think that's a little low, only because I think that this season, just based off of how Melissa and whoever's the guest of the week has been able to sort of predict who's the favorites with pretty good accuracy all season long, I feel like it's safe to say that the powers are going to go to players that we like. So I feel like that's probably a win for us. So I'm not as low on this upcoming twist.
I appreciate the compliments, but I have been very off on my predictions of who the audience liked the best this whole season.
But I feel like all of your answers have hovered with whoever the guest is. They've all hovered in the same.
True. There is kind of like a small range of people near the top and a small range
of people near the bottom. Yeah.
All right. Well, I said, assuming that the upcoming twist involves some kind of vote to give like a power to a player, something along those lines, who do you plan to vote for to receive said power? We can do a little bit of a
Derek
guess.
Derek X.
Derek X.
Yeah, Derek X.
With 45% of the vote, Derek X runs away with it. Claire in second place with 17% of the vote. I do think Claire probably needs it more, but much less likely to get it. I think that Derek X might actually, again, we don't even know that there is a power or that there's a vote to give a power. We don't know what this is at all, but just getting some baseline thoughts here as we approach the twist. I asked, who is the best person for Derek to have targeted for his game? 66% agreed Christian was the best person to target, though 14% said Xavier would have been a better target. I think that's probably true. But also kind of difficult to pull off without pissing Christian off. So it's more true in a vacuum than anything else. Again, 80% said it was the right move for him to target Christian. 84% want Christian out this week. Only 15% want Sarah Beth out. And then who do you want to win HOH next week? Do we have any guesses for this? Top pick.
To win HOH, Christian's going to be out of here. DX cannot play. I don't think that people really need to see Tiffany in power because Tiffany's always HOH.
Honestly, Claire.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see win HOH?
I think Claire is up there. I will agree with Alyssa Melissa.
I'm amazed I haven't messed that one up yet, by the way.
Not cool, guys.
I mean, personally, I kind of want to see an Alyssa HOH. That's what I want to happen. I want to see it happen. I want to see what she does. I want to see what people come up to the HOH room and say to her, especially, I mean, it's a great narrative. I want to see the moment where she's like, that was for you, Christian. That's for you, baby. I want that. I want to see what happens.
The audience does say yes, Claire, with 31% of the vote. They would like to see Claire win HOH. 20% of the vote in second place, Hannah. And then 13% of the vote in third place, Sarah Beth. And then
Hannah's HOH will be boring. It'll just be Sarah Beth going. I mean, with Sarah Beth is the most likely person to go anyway. Like, Hannah winning is boring, guys. It is.
Well, fourth place, maybe not so boring. 11% of the vote says Brittany. They'd like to see a Brittany HOH. So
yeah. I can get behind Brittany too.
All right, let's check out the leaderboard here on the Stockwatch. Let's see what this has done to the leaderboard. I can tell you that if I search for myself here, sorry that I don't have it pulled up. We have I went up six places. I'm in 103rd place overall. I can try.
I haven't traded since like I think like week two. I'm so bad at the Stockwatch. I always just be forgetting.
Me too.
I went against my own advice. I went against my own thought process here. I went in on Xavier, and I very nearly went in on Hannah, who I think she was my other pick, and I think she ends up being the best buy here. So missed opportunity for me. Rough one. Here we go. This is me here in 103rd place. Melissa is... What did Somewhere? You do, Melissa?
I don't remember.
Melissa went in on Derek X. That's I think, a bit of a win, right? Let's see here.
What did I do from last week? Like, did I go up or down? I don't remember.
You went up from last week. You moved up 200 places and you made $75.
That's pretty Ooh. Good.
There you go.
Okay. All right. For someone who started later, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see how I made
one trade so far, and I've kind of been there the entire time. So
I'm probably in thousands. Amon.
I think I'm just Amon, yeah, unless someone stole my name.
So you went in on Derek X and Claire. I think did they both make money? I don't remember now. You're actually dear. I mean, you're beating Melissa.
Wow.
Wow.
But you did move down nearly 200 places this week.
Damn.
Probably the Claire shares must have hurt you. So not great. You did actually still make money, just not as much as some other people,
some
I guess.
People.
All right. So that's the three of us here. And in first place, I think for the first time all season, we have a clear leader. If it will load up here. I think we're testing the system here. Ariel in first place.
Oh, there we go. First place.
There you go.
Rids.
We have a winner.
Insider trading.
Went in on Hannah. The right call.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So that's the Stockwatch here for the week. And I will, of course, be on Twitch on Thursday before the episode to talk through options for next week on the Stockwatch. If you're interested or have any questions, you can go find me there, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, and I will run through some answers to those questions as well as thoughts on the coming week. So make sure you tune in for that. Any final thoughts, Melissa, on the week here?
I thought this was a really exciting week. Very fun to watch. I'm very excited to see what happens next. I feel like I say that all the time. It's like, this week was great, but let's see what happens next. But that's the truth. You know, like this went really well. I was very proud of Derek X and, you know, sticking to his guns and making this giant move. And, you know, it'll be exciting to see what the fallout is, if any.
All right. Amon, final thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, enjoying the season so far. It's been quite an interesting ride. I feel like I've had to think so much more about strategy, more so than any other season. With the involvement of the Cookout this year, it's been such an interesting and eye-opening experience for me. I feel like I've had so many conversations with lots of fans over the past couple of weeks, and it's been just very refreshing. I feel like for the first time in a while, Big Brother feels just different, just a little bit more accessible, just a little bit, just, it just feels different. It feels fresher. And so I've just been having a good time, and I just hope that it just continues to just get better and better from here. So I am, I love it.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you this week. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Roundtable Podcast. I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And then, of course, tomorrow we will have an episode. I will be live on Twitch to watch the episode with you guys. And then after the episode, we'll be live to recap it here on Rob Has a Podcast. So check all of that out. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Terran. If you want to find the survey for these Roundtable Podcasts, that's where I tweet it out on Tuesday mornings after the update. So find it all there. Amon, where can people find you?
You can find me on Amon Adwin on all platforms. And yeah, still doing Drag Race with Liana and Beth. Still reading Harry Potter over on Twitch. And yeah, that's it.
All right. And of course, you can find Melissa at It's Melissa with three A's. Three of them. Not two. Yep. Not four.
It's true. Three.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here tonight. And we'll see all of you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.